one so far. Welcome into 97.5 The Fanatic. I am Tyler Zuli. Tyler Goldberg is producing today. He'll also serve as co-host. We're here from 7 to 10 right here on 97.5. WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. We are broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. We're here for the next 3 hours. I did not expect to be talking about the Eagles' backup quarterback situation again for a second consecutive show. If you remember, if you were listening at all last week, on last Sunday, I raved about how I thought the Eagles should go and try to sign Colin Kaepernick. I thought it was the right move at the time, and I'm still not convinced that it's not. But the Eagles did address the backup quarterback situation after the injury to Cody Kessler on Thursday night in Jacksonville, and they, of course, signed 40-year-old Josh McCown, who was recently let go by ESPN. And I say that jokingly, of course, because he left ESPN to come join the Eagles on a one-year guaranteed contract deal. So what does this all equate to? What does 1 year leaving ESPN, Cody Kessler gets injured, guaranteed money, what does that all equate to? Well, what that equates to me is that the Eagles are considering, at this very current juncture, three things. One, Nate Sudfeld is probably going to miss more time than we expected. Two, Josh McCown is immediately, and I mean right this moment, the team's backup quarterback. Quarterback number two. And three, what that tells me is that one of the three other names, being Nate Sudfeld, Cody Kessler, and or Clayton Thorson, they do not have confidence in. And I said that last week, last Sunday, that I said, I don't have any confidence in them. I said I have kind of confidence in Nate Sudfeld and zero confidence in Cody Kessler and negative confidence in Clayton Thorson. Now, the happy feet Clayton Thorson that we saw in week one was much better in week two. But if you were to say to me, do you have any faith in those three guys to win you a substantial football game? The answer was no. Now, if you were to ask me, do you have faith in Josh McCown to win you a substantial football game? The answer is perhaps. And it leans towards yes. Because Josh McCown is a proven veteran who I know is not going to turn the ball over at an exponential rate. He had just 3 years of 10 or more interceptions, and he hasn't had one in the last four seasons. He's also, the next time he makes a start, now again, I hope that he doesn't make a start in 2019. I hope that Carson Wentz plays every game. But assuming that Carson Wentz may miss a game or two, the next start that Josh McCown makes will be start number 100 in his NFL career. Compare that to Nate Sudfeld, who has thrown 25 NFL passes. I know they like Nate Sudfeld. Nate Sudfeld might be a guy that could be something legitimate in this league in terms of could he be a legitimate backup. But just like when I talk about baseball, I am a fan of proven over prospect every single day of the week. Nate Sudfeld in this situation is Sixto Sanchez. Josh McCown, I'm not going to say that he's JT Realmuto because that's a really bad comparison. But he is the proven entity, the proven commodity in this situation. So I would always go proven over prospect. So for you to sit here and say, do you think that Josh McCown is any better than Nate Sudfeld? Yes, I do. Because I know what I'm getting out of Josh McCown. I'm getting a guy who had a 60.2 career completion percentage. He's thrown for almost 18,000 yards. He has 98 touchdowns in 99 games played, 76 of which are starts. He's not this unreal quarterback. He's not going to be Nick Foles. Don't compare him to Nick Foles. You're not going to get that off the bench. But again, if you need to play Josh McCown for a insane amount of time, you're not winning many games anyway. So this right here at 7:06, obviously it was made earlier, but this is my first chance to talk about it. Josh McCown was a tremendous pickup for the Eagles.
And if you look about it, they probably were giving Sudfeld the preseason to prove himself, like you said, proving it. But unfortunately, he gets hurt in like his first 10 plays or something along those lines. And then he can't prove himself. So now all we have is Cody Kessler and Clayton Thorson. And like you said, you definitely don't trust them. You might trust Sudfeld a little bit, but you definitely don't trust them. So you have to bring in someone now.
Right, exactly. So the proven commodity that is Josh McCown, to me, makes this okay. Makes me believe, like I said, that Josh McCown is going to be the number two quarterback on this team, which is exactly what he should be. I don't care that Nate Sudfeld is the quote-unquote incumbent for the job. Because last year he was the three and wasn't dressing for a lot of games. So I don't know what everybody sees in Nate Sudfeld. Because I'll tell you, you're a Big Ten guy. I'm a Big Ten guy. You're a Purdue guy. I'm a Penn State guy. We watched this guy play at Indiana. Did he wow you in anything he did? Because I thought he was good. I didn't think he was great.
More wowed by Jordan Howard, who we now have on the Eagles.
Right. It was Jordan Howard. It was Simi Cobbs. He had a lot of weapons and a bad offensive line. I would like Nate Sudfeld to prove me something eventually. But right now, I don't need Nate Sudfeld either A, rushing back, or B, playing less than 100% if he's not better than Josh McCown. And I don't think he is. 610-632-0975. Josh McCown gets signed today for a $2 million deal? I believe he got $2 million guaranteed. He's going to be the number two quarterback. And I am 100% in agreeance that he should be. Because I get a guy that I know what he's going to do. He's not flashy. He's not turnover prone for the most part. He's not going to win you a game by himself. And the odds are he's not likely going to lose you a game. You get exactly what you need out of Josh McCown right now. Now, the other thing that I wanted to get into, and I've spent the last couple of weeks since I've gotten a little bit more of an expansive role, getting to speak a little bit more, I have bashed the Phillies consistently. Managing, poor. How they use the bullpen, poor. Offseason, clearly poor because they got no pitching. But the one thing that I do want to back the Phillies up on, and this comes off the heels of the news that we got today that both Jake Arrieta and David Robertson will be shut down for the season, I want to commend the Phillies for the one thing that I think they did right when it comes to pitching, and that was signing David Robertson this offseason. Because the bullpen had a clear hole in it, and they needed a guy that could be a setup guy and a guy that could save some games, and they went out and got the best one on the market, and that was David Robertson. So I don't know why I woke up this morning and I'm driving back from Boston, and all I'm seeing is, oh, David Robertson's the worst signing that the Phillies have ever made in the history of the organization, dating back to 1883. 130 years. He's the worst signing ever. All right. I don't know about all that, because this team's had some really, really bad players over the course of 130 years. You're bound to have some really bad players, and you're bound to make some bad signings. But to say that because of the fact that David Robertson got hurt and now requires Tommy John surgery, that he is the worst acquisition ever, I don't agree. That's simply not correct. You're only going to get 7 innings out of the guy. Simply because he hasn't pitched in 3 months. Now it comes out that he needs Tommy John. He tweeted out today that he'll be back next season.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, you will?
No, you won't.
Wait. And everyone else is like, that puts him out for the remainder of the 2020 season. Or, sorry, not the remainder, the whole 2020 season,
right,
too. And then he comes out and says, I'll be back. And everyone's like, okay.
You won't be back because Tommy John generally requires a full season from start to finish, whether it's the beginning to end or a season's length of time, to make your comeback. So, I'd like to know from the people that say David Robertson is the worst signing in Philly's history, why? 610-632-0975. Why is David Robertson the worst signing in Philly's history? Because I just want to run through something real quick. This is just something I printed out very quickly. David Robertson, of course, has played for three major league teams. The New York Yankees, the Chicago White Sox, the Yankees again, but, you know, you get the point. And then the Phillies. Here is how many times David Robertson has been on the disabled list since he was first called up in April of 2009. Twice. Two times. He was on the DL, back when it was the DL, in May of 2012 with a left oblique strain, and he missed a little less than a month. And then in April of 2014, he went on the DL again with a left groin strain, and he missed 14 days. Other than that, David Robertson has never missed any time other than being on the paternity list, which he was celebrating the birth of his child, and the bereavement list, which he was clearly grieving something. So why is David Robertson, because he didn't pitch, the worst signing in Philly's history? I don't get it. I just don't understand. You have a guy with a 2.9 career ERA. I get it that this is a 5.4 ERA. He made 7 appearances. It's 6 2/3. He clearly wasn't right. He wasn't right from the get-go. And maybe the Phillies got fleeced a little bit. Maybe a physical wasn't done the correct way. I don't think we'll know until all of this is said and done. But just very quickly, the guy has posted sub-3 in 2011, 12, 13, and 17, and was in the threes in the 3 years in between. So because a guy got hurt, you're going to tell me that this is the worst signing in Philly's history? You're crazy. So those are our two topics of conversation today on the table. We're discussing Josh McCown and why he's the perfect fit to be the number two quarterback behind Carson Wentz. And we're discussing David Robertson and the bullpen in general and why David Robertson was not the worst signing in Philly's history. Also, if you're still looking for FanFest, which by the way, FanFest, this time next week's going to be over. It'll be 7 days from today. This time next week, FanFest will be over. So, if you don't have FanFest tickets yet, we're going to have some fun today. Because I don't normally like to do this. I like to keep everything very close to the chest when it comes to fantasy football. Because fantasy football, to me, is war. I don't help you. You don't help me. But, seeing as I've already drafted a team and my league is established, let's help each other win our fantasy leagues this year. I have a list of 5 wide receivers and 5 running backs that I consider the top sleepers of the 2019 fantasy football season. And this follows up what Jamie and Eric Carabel talked about earlier today. That was a tremendous show where we got the best of both worlds. We got a little fantasy football. We got a little sports. We got everything. That was a great show by those two. So I want to kind of follow that up today, and we're going to talk about the best sleepers to help you win your fantasy football season. I have 10, 5 running backs, 5 wide receivers, and here's how it's going to work. If you pick one of these 10, you automatically get a pair of FanFest tickets. That easy. If you get one of the 10, you're in. If you come up with a really, really good one that I haven't thought of, my producer and co-host today, Tyler Goldberg, he'll decide if it's good enough to get you a pair of FanFest.
You're giving me the power?
I am giving you the power.
Uh-oh, that's dangerous.
Because it's the most objective it could be. Because if someone says something, they say a player, and they go, well, I think he's a sleeper. And I say, well, I think he's not. That's very subjective. It could be, you know, like they say, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Sleeper is in the eye of the fantasy football picker. So you could be the objective force and really give us the final decision.
I got you. Let's just make it clear. So, like, obviously, let's give someone who's not a sleeper that's, like, kind of on the edge just so we make it clear. Who would you have if you say that?
So somebody that is a not a top tier guy, but is not a sleeper either.
Correct. Right, in the middle. Yeah, just right in the middle.
So what? One that I would go with right off the top of my head, Miles Sanders is not a sleeper. And we'll keep it local. We'll make it easy. Miles Sanders has the chance to be a starting running back in the NFL this season. So he's not a sleeper in the NFL in fantasy football because he and Jordan Howard will probably split time to begin with. And then at the midway point, if he's playing better, he's the starter. So he's not a sleeper. But like I said, I have a list of 10 names that I really like that I think could help you win your fantasy football league. If you have one, help me win mine. Or the one that I haven't drafted for. So that's the three things we have on the table today. The Philadelphia Eagles' backup quarterback position. Was Josh McCown the right move? I'd like to hear from you, see what you think, because I think Josh McCown was the perfect move to back up Carson Wentz. I still think that it should have been Colin Kaepernick, but I don't believe that he's going to sign with the team this year. So realistically, out of the quarterbacks that were signable, Josh McCown's the perfect move. If we're playing in a perfect world, I'm signing Kaepernick and taking a shot. But if you want consistency, you know what you're going to get, Josh McCown is it. So are you good now that Josh McCown is the backup, or do you still want Nate Sudfeld to be the backup and McCown's the three? I'm going Josh McCown two, letting Sudfeld get healthy, trying to stash Thorson on the practice squad. Cody Kessler, I'll take you to the airport.
Yeah, because now you can give Sudfeld, too, the like actual amount of time he needs to heal, because we've been here before with quarterbacks trying to get back quick and not necessarily heal fully before getting back. So you want Sudfeld to not be rushing back, get him fully healed like week four, week five maybe, and actually get him fully back to full health. You have McCown, so you know you don't have to worry about the backup position, and then when Sudfeld comes back, if you want to make a change at the back position, you can. But like you said, I think McCown is the guy.
There's options. And optionality is huge in the NFL. It gives you everything that you need to back up a quarterback that is injury prone. I know a lot of people don't want to say that. I said this last week. I'll say it again. Carson Wentz is an injury prone quarterback. Is there anything wrong with that? No. People get hurt. It happens. You hear me arguing about David Robertson, our other topic today. But you need a solid, legitimate backup quarterback who has starting experience when you have a quarterback like Carson Wentz who has broken his back, broken his ribs, torn his ACL. Go back to college. He was injured at North Dakota State. It's not rocket science to say that the likelihood that Josh McCown is going to play is pretty high. Just put the numbers together, you add them up, 2 and 2 equal Carson Wentz missing some time. So to have a legitimate backup quarterback like Josh McCown is what you're going to need for the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, like I said, we're talking that. We're also discussing David Robertson and the Phillies in general. All I hear constantly over the last 24 hours, over the last probably 10 hours, is that David Robertson's one of the worst signings in franchise history. He only pitched 6 2/3 innings. You spent so much money on a guy that's going to pitch 6 2/3 innings this year, not pitch at all next season, and then he's a free agent. And if he walks, he walks. You tried. It's the same thing with Tommy Hunter. It's the same thing with Pat Neshek. You saw what happened when guys like Edgar Garcia and Yoxel Rios all had to come up and down and up and down. They kept riding the train or taking the bus or whatever the easiest way to get to Lehigh Valley is. I don't know. But they were up and down consistently. You went out and got three guys that you thought could be staples in your bullpen. And one of them was the best bullpen pitcher available, not named Craig Kimbrell. I don't have any issue with it. And then finally, again, we're talking about sleepers in the fantasy football season for a pair of FanFest ticks. We just have a week until FanFest, so if you can give me one of my 10 sleepers, 5 running backs, and 5 wide receivers, you automatically get a pair of FanFest tickets. If you give us one that we haven't thought of, one that Tyler and I have not thought of, and it's really good, and Tyler likes you, he deliberates and he thinks it's really good, we'll also hook you up with a pair of FanFest tickets. 610- 632-9400. 1-800-919-0975. Tyler Zuli, Tyler Goldberg. It's Tyler and Tyler in the night on a Saturday here. You guys know that FanFest, we're giving away tickets. It's back. It's only a week away. It's going to be so much fun. It is exclusively presented by FanDuel Sportsbooks. Of course, it's this Saturday at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5. Tickets are free, but you do have to win a ticket to get in. You can go to 975thefanatic.com for a list of events and FanFest features. I'll tell you what's going on a little bit later in the show. We've got so much to do at FanFest this year. This will be my fourth FanFest in different capacities as an intern, as I was way back in the day, as an employee here. They get better and better every year. We're going to have so much fun at FanFest this year, and I want you to come along. I want to see you there, and I want to talk to you about fantasy football. I want to know who your sleeper is for the 2019 NFL season. Help me win my championship. I'll help you win yours, and Tyler Goldberg will hook you up with a pair of FanFest tickets if you give us a good sleeper. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli, Tyler Goldberg, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Paul. Isn't it nice when you can keep things simple? Well, now when you switch to Sprint, you can get both an unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. Plus, Sprint's doing things differently and now offering a new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. I mean, I think Sprint's network and savings are great, but don't just take my word for it. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. So, why wouldn't you switch to Sprint? An unlimited plan and the Galaxy S10 for just $35 per month with a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. See what I mean? It's that simple. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee select exclusions apply. S10 under 28 gigabyte, $10 a month after 22.50 month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills or cancel daily remaining balance to unlimited basic after 9:30, 20. Pay $32 per month per line without a pay. Data deprioritization during ingestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums use rules. 30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Natalie here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They've made amazing deals for tons of Fanatic listeners, but this is the best one yet. During the Summer of Jeep event, get 0% financing for 75 months and make no payments for 90 days on Wrangler, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, Compass, or Renegade to qualified buyers. That means no payments till Thanksgiving. So here it is one more time, 0% financing for up to 75 months and no payments for 90 days. For more selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience on Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, or Rams, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, and be sure to tell them Natalie sent you.
Offer valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. Not all applicants may qualify. 0% for 75 months on Compass and Renegade at $1,333 per thousand finance. Other Jeep model qualify for 0% for 72 months, excluding Gladiator and Wrangler. Cannot combine with other offers, not valid with trade. Ends 8/31/19.
A bad mystery.
Are these my crackers?
Oh, or the dogs?
A good mystery.
JCPenney's mystery sale.
Yes.
For 72 hours, reveal your best deal at the mystery sale at JCPenney. Come in early this Friday to Sunday for your chance to claim a peel and reveal coupon for an extra 30, 40, or even 50% off select items across the store. Hurry, coupons are limited. JCPenney. Offers valid 8/16 to 8/18. Giveaway in store only while supplies last. Must be 18 or older. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Round here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish. Now, I feel great. No, amazing. That's because I increased my fiber intake with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days. It's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now, I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at metamucil.com today.
Hey guys, it's Natalie. If you plan on getting engaged, listen up. My friends and family and Company Jewelers are at it again, offering Fanatic listeners the chance to win $2,500 toward a family Verazio engagement ring for your fantasy girl. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to enter. Don't forget to stop by their booth at FanFest to win some great prizes. Check out the FanFest schedule to see when I'll be there and taking pictures with listeners. Family and Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, South Jersey's diamond destination.
A rough running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out engine buildup and improve fuel economy with Seafoam Motor Treatment. On sale for $7.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A bad mystery.
Are these my crackers?
Oh,
or the dogs?
A good mystery. JCPenney's mystery sale.
Yes.
For 72 hours, reveal your best deal at the mystery sale at JCPenney. Come in early this Friday to Sunday for your chance to claim a peel and reveal coupon for an extra 30, 40, or even 50% off select items across the store. Hurry, coupons are limited. JCPenney. Offers valid 8/16 to 8/18. Giveaway in store only while supplies last. Must be 18 or older. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Fanatic Fan Fest is coming up on Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Need tickets? Head out to DHY Motorsports at 1300 Clemens Bridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey. Monday night from 6 to 8. Meet Trey Thomas and grab yourself a pair of Fan Fest tickets. Only from 97.5, The Fanatic.
So I got a tweet right here. This comes from Goose USA. I think this perfectly summarizes exactly what I was trying to say about David Robertson. He says, I don't think that David Robertson was a bad signing. I think his performance in the few appearances was extremely disappointing. I also think the injury was mishandled. He should have already had the surgery earlier in the season, not almost 4 months later. That is exactly correct. I have no issue with signing Robertson. I have no issue with the fact that Robertson got hurt. I have no issue with the fact that how much money they gave David Robertson. Because you pay guys to fill certain roles, much like the Phillies paid Jake Arrieta and probably overpaid Jake Arrieta. They do it to fill a role. If you knew the guy needed Tommy John surgery in May, let's give you the benefit of the doubt because he got hurt in April. Let's give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you didn't know until May. Okay, that's fine. I'll give you a month. He should have had the surgery in May. Then he'd be ready probably around the All-Star break of next season. Now, David Robertson's going to miss the entire season next year, and he may never pitch again in a Phillies uniform. So that's a tremendously astute observation. The surgery and the lack of when you did it is the most important thing to me. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli, Tyler Goldberg producing the show, also co-hosting today. We're talking David Robertson. We're talking about Josh McCown, the newest Philadelphia Eagles quarterback. And for a pair of Fantasy Fest tickets, or Fan Fest tickets, I should say, we are talking about the best sleepers in fantasy football this year. Who is going to get you over the top and win you your championship that nobody else thought of? Let's go to the phones. We're going to go to Shane in Doylestown. Shane, you're on the Fanatic. What's up, man?
How you doing, Bob?
Good. How about yourself?
Good.
You have a sleeper for me?
Yeah, I got a couple. First, I wanted to say I liked your analysis on McCown signing. It was exactly what we needed. Just like you said, you know, you can't rely on Carson to play all 16.
Right.
You're going to need to have someone that can sneak in and play a couple if he gets hurt.
You know, and Shane, the thing is, too, I'm not looking for, you know, 10 games or 9 games or whatever, because if that's the case, most teams are sunk anyway.
Yep.
So, you know, I need a series. I need a quarter. I need a game.
Yeah, and I get that. Yeah, and it's got to be effective with Carson.
You know, and real quick, before you get to your sleeper, Shane, to me, the city is so against calling Carson Wentz injury prone. I don't get that because it is what he is. You know, it's not a knock to say the guy gets injured all the time.
Yeah, you're speaking the truth. It's because I think he's kind of a savior of Philly right now, and you know, when you see someone like a guy, you don't want to talk about him getting injured, even though it's expected.
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair point.
Yeah. If I had to go with my pick here, I'd go with a rookie running back, Alexander Mattison, plays for the Vikings.
Jane, you have FanFest tickets?
I do not.
You don't? Would you like a pair?
Sure.
All right, so Alexander Mattison and Shane, thank you for the phone call. I'm going to put you up on hold, and Tyler will take your call. Alexander Mattison is number 4 on my running backs list, and the reason why, and I know Shane is probably going to get to this, I'll do the discussion for him. We'll have a one-person conversation because he's giving his information to Tyler right now. He's going to join us at FanFest. He has one running back ahead of him. I don't know if anybody has looked, because I know a lot of fantasy drafts haven't happened yet, so I don't know if anybody has looked at the Vikings depth chart when it comes to the running back position. It is ugly. There's no Latavius Murray anymore. That was the handcuff for a long time. And Dalvin Cook, by the way, in 2 seasons since being drafted out of Florida State, Dalvin Cook has played 15 games. He's missed 17. I drafted Dalvin Cook in the 3rd round. Because I think this is going to be the year he stays healthy. But I wouldn't be shocked if Dalvin Cook gets hurt again. And then who do the Vikings turn to? Alexander Mattison.
And they should have a good offense with Diggs, Thielen, Rudolph, Cousins. As much as everybody in Philadelphia hates Cousins, he's a solid quarterback.
He's
not
a
great.
Good quarterback. Yeah. Listen, Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott, I think, are right in that same range. I know that because of the Washington ties for Cousins and the fact that Prescott is the current Cowboys quarterback. Oh, no, they stink. They're horrible. They can't play. They're not clutch. They need Zeke. Listen, those two guys are good quarterbacks. Are they great? Probably not. Is Wentz better than them? Absolutely. But they're not bad quarterbacks. You're 100% correct.
Yeah, I mean, you don't expect them to go out there and win you 5 or 6 games. But they could win you a couple, and like you said, they're good, solid quarterbacks who, if they have a good enough team around them, I think can win a Super Bowl.
By the way, full disclosure, I was on the Kirk Cousins Minnesota Vikings hype train all year last year. After watching the way that they play, and I know that it's tough to come back from the way that you lose, the way they did in the NFC title game after the Minnesota Miracle and all this good stuff, they get stomped on by the Eagles, but I mean, to be fair, most teams probably would have that night. It was just the Eagles' night. I was so on the Kirk Cousins and Minnesota Vikings marriage. I had them going to the Super Bowl last season. I thought their defense was great, and I thought they were a quarterback away. So my preseason prediction last year was the Patriots beating the Vikings. Clearly didn't work out. They were 8-7-1, but exactly. There's a great offense there, and I think that if for any reason that Dalvin Cook gets hurt, Alexander Madison's the next one up, and you don't know a lot about him. I don't know a lot about him. It could be boom, it could be bust, but that's exactly the kind of guy we're looking for, the sleeper, because he's not a guy that you're going to draft. And if you do, you draft him as exactly what I did, and well, didn't do, should have done, but did it with one of my other running backs. You draft him as your handcuff running back.
Yeah, he's one of those guys you take a shot on in the late rounds
in the 15th
and hope that if something happens to Cook, he could be the guy and he could be a big sleeper, as Shane said.
So I got a tweet from a buddy of mine, Mark Fignani, and I can't give him credit because you've got to do it on the air. And I won't say the name because I don't want to give it away. He said, all right, I got a sleeper right here. Immediately picked my number 4 wide receiver sleeper. Mark would have gotten FanFest tickets if he called in. Let's try again. Let's see if we can go 2 for 2. We're going to go to Yvonne in Center City. What's going on, Yvonne?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
So I got a real sleeper for you coming out of the Dolphins.
Okay.
I got Kalen Ballage.
And here's what I'll tell you. You know how I just said I drafted a handcuff for one of my running backs? I have Kenyon Drake. I also drafted Kalen Ballage. That is a
boot now.
What's that?
Because Kenyon Drake's in a boot.
Right,
now.
So exactly. So Kenyon Drake is in the boot, not sure when he's going to play. So Ballage right now is going to be the starter. And I don't think, Yvonne, I think that's a great one. I don't think a lot of people know that name because for a few reasons. You know, everybody goes to Kenyon Drake and everybody says, well, it's the Dolphins. They're not very good. I'm not going to draft anybody.
Yep.
So I did not have Balazs on my list, but it's a good one. So I'm going to leave it up to my producer, Tyler Goldberg. Tyler, I'm going to call you in on the spot right here. Is Balazs good enough for a pair of FanFest tickets?
I think I'm going to go yes.
I would agree. Yes. I would agree. So Yvonne, you don't have FanFest tickets yet?
No, we do not have
FanFest. All right, so I'm going to put you on hold. Tyler will take your information, and we will see you next Saturday at FanFest.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Yvonne. Appreciate it. Caleb Balazs is a very, very good one. And the reason that I think it's a good one is much like Yvonne said, very well stated, that you don't know what's going to happen with Kenyon Drake. So to say that Balazs could very well be the starter at the beginning of the season, much like you may lose out on Dalvin Cook. And now that I look back on it, man, I've really drafted some injury-prone running backs. I am praying and hoping that my receiving core can be good, because I drafted some injury-prone running backs. 610-632-0975. There you go. We've got two pair of FanFest tickets off the board, just like that, because I got Kalen Balazs and Alexander Mattison, two great fantasy football sleepers. And, of course, we are discussing David Robertson and why everybody needs to, I hate this term, but I'm going to use it, pump the brakes on David Robertson being the worst signing in Philly's history. I don't know if you guys remember, it wasn't that long ago. How about a guy by the name of Adam Eaton? Adam Eaton stunk out loud. And you know what we didn't get the pleasure of doing with Adam Eaton? Only watching him pitch for 6 2/3 innings.
He got 3 years, $24 million.
Adam Eaton did.
Yes.
That's disgusting. I'd like to, real quick, I'm going to go take a look because I didn't actually pull the exact numbers, but now I kind of need to.
I remember that, sorry, because Pat and I were talking about that, players that we like hated back in the day, and I said Adam Eaton, and I remember I looked, 3 years, $24 million, and I think he went like, maybe had a couple wins for us that year, like 3-9 or something.
So, actually, the Phillies signed him in, prior to the 2007 season. They signed him, right at the beginning of the 2006 offseason. He was 10-10 in 2007, but he had a 6.29 ERA. And remember, I mean, that 2007 team was the team that was winning games 10-9 and losing games 10-9, because their offense was great and their pitching was horrible. So for the fact that he had 20 decisions and 30 starts proves to you that he was carried by the offense. So he had a 10-10 record with a 6.29 ERA in 2007. And then in 21 appearances, 19 starts in 2008, he was 4-8 with a 5.8 ERA. So his year and a half in Philly, he was 14-18 with a 6.1 ERA. So do not tell me that David Robertson was the worst signing in Philly's history. Because even if Adam Eaton wasn't, and I'm pretty versed in Phillies baseball, I'm not versed in the 1904 team or the 1937 team, because I don't know how many people left alive are. But even just in our lifetimes, and you and I are both young, Tyler, he's not the worst in our lifetimes.
No, definitely not. Eaton would be much worse.
Significantly worse. And I mean, there were guys that were bad, but they were on the bad Phillies teams and they were placeholders. You know, the guys that came in for a couple of starts that were not good, but you didn't expect the team to be good. In 2007, Adam Eaton was a free agent who, like you said, they gave an AAV of $8 million, 24 over 3. And he didn't see the end of it because he was released on, let's take a look so I can get you the exact date. He was released on February 27th of 2009, and he signed with the Baltimore Orioles later that year. So don't give me that. I can't do it. So we're talking David Robertson and that he's not the worst signing in Philly's free agent history. We're talking about Josh McCown. Perfect. Perfect fit for the Philadelphia Eagles, whose name is not Colin Kaepernick. And I will stand behind that until I can see that man on the field either perform or not perform. But for what you could get, Josh McCown was the perfect situation. And of course, for a pair of FanFest tickets, I have 10 sleepers. Now we're down to 9. As who could help you the most in a fantasy football season to help you win a championship. If you give me one on my list, you automatically get one. If we have to deliberate, we go to Tyler Goldberg. He is the objective, arbitrator in this one. 610-632-0975. Mark in New Oxford, you're up first on the other side, and then it can be you. We got pretty wide open phone lines for you. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli, Tyler Goldberg on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTD and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Hey, Fanatics, it's Natalie for my guys at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Stop in now for their summer clearance event and get incredible discounts. Save not 10, not 15, not 20, but up to 25% off MSRP on new Ram trucks. Trust me, guys, if you're in the market for a new truck, there's never been a better time than now during the summer clearance event at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you want bigger selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com and save up to 25% off new Ram trucks. They're Philly and South Jersey's fastest growing Jeep and Ram dealer for a reason. TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Make sure you tell them Natalie sent you.
2019 Ram 1500 8-cylinder auto MSRP, $57,290. Selling price of $42,967 represents 25% savings off MSRP. Includes all applicable rebates, tax, tags, extra. Offer not valid with trade-in. Ends August 31st, 2019.
This week in BYO Family History with fine wine and good spirits. Bring your loved ones together and cheers to everything that runs in the family. Like the need for 3 ice cubes in every drink and your cocktail shaken, then stirred. And most importantly, your good taste in, well, pretty much everything. Stop in your local fine wine and good spirits and enjoy savings like $2 off 750 milliliter bottles of Kettle One Vodka and Kettle One Botanical Peach and Orange Blossom. Offers end August 25th, 2019. Please enjoy responsibly.
A bad mystery.
Are these my crackers?
Oh, are the dogs?
A good mystery.
JCPenney's mystery sale.
Yes.
For 72 hours, reveal your best deal at the mystery sale at JCPenney. Come in early this Friday to Sunday for your chance to claim a peel and reveal coupon for an extra 30, 40, or even 50% off select items across the store. Hurry, coupons are limited. JCPenney. Offers valid 8/16 to 8/18. Giveaway in store only once applied last. Must be 18 or older. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
When is a notebook more than a notebook? When it takes me from creative writing
to traveling the world to report my next story.
Staples is your back-to-school destination. Find all the supplies and inspiration you need. Come in store this week for our 50-cent deals. Staples 120 sheet filler paper, composition books, 2 pocket poly folders, and 24-pack Crayola crayons, all 50 cents each. Staples, back to school and beyond. In store only. Offer ends 8/17/19. Limit 5 on filler paper. Limit 30 on comp books, folders, and crayons. While supplies last.
North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood is hosting their annual legendary football pep rally on Friday, August 23rd. Join Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertides for a live broadcast, then stay for a football pep rally. Get ready for an unforgettable season at North Shore Bar and Kitchen. One lucky person will win an all-inclusive trip for two to see your birds play in Miami. Don't miss out on this exciting day. Football tickets, Fan Fest tickets, the best food and drinks on the island, and so much more. All at the North Shore Bar in North Wildwood. Visit the NorthShoreBar.com for details.
Every Philadelphia Soul Arena football game.
97.5, The Fanatic.
So, of course, we're giving away some FanFest tickets for your best fantasy football sleeper of 2019. So, just let me tell you what you'll get to experience if you do get a pair of FanFest tickets here tonight or with anybody over the next 6 days, 6 days and some change. It is exclusively presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. It is next Saturday, August 24th. I feel like we've been promoting it forever, and now it's finally here. Next Saturday is going to be so much fun. It's at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5 p.m. Tickets are free, but you do have to win a ticket to get in. You can go to 975thefanatic.com for a list of all of our events over the next week and for some more of our FanFest features. Here's what we've got going on at FanFest. Just listen to all this good stuff. 11-time NBA All-Star, NBA MVP, Hall of Famer, number 3, the answer, Allen Iverson. AI appears courtesy of Time After Time Watches. Time After Time keeps Philly ticking. Not just Allen Iverson, there's more. Current 76er Tobias Harris will be there as well. Tobias Harris is courtesy of Metro by T-Mobile. You can switch to Metro by T-Mobile now and take advantage of the best deal in wireless only at Metro. But wait, we're not done. Just added to FanFest 2019, DeSean Jackson. DeSean is courtesy of FanDuel. Plus, all who are in attendance at FanFest, if you get a pair of tickets tonight, you will be. You have a chance at a meet and greet with DeSean. It's going to be so much fun at FanFest on Saturday. I can't wait. I know Tyler's excited. Is it your first one, Tyler?
This will be my first one, yes.
It is Tyler's first one, so I'm not the young guy anymore here at the station. I know you and I are not that much much apart in age, but I'm not the young guy here anymore, so it'll be your first one. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to kind of be taken aback by how much we have in store.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. It should be a great time.
Including those three guys. They're going to be a lot of fun. So 610-632-0975, Tyler Zuli, Tyler Goldberg here with you on the Fanatic until 10 o'clock. We're talking David Robertson. I can't say it enough. It was a great signing at the time. It didn't work out. Josh McCown. It's a great signing right now. And I think it might work out. And we're helping each other win our fantasy football seasons this year. I'm not leaving anybody in the dark. I am not holding my cards close to my chest and keeping my rookies and my sleeper players to me. So if you have a fantasy football sleeper, someone that can help us win our fantasy football drafts this year, if it's on my list of 10, you automatically get a ticket to FanFest. There are two tickets to FanFest, I should say, a pair of tickets. And if you have a good convincing one that's not on my list, Tyler will decide if it's FanFest ticket worthy. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to go to Mark in New Oxford. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, Tyler, longtime listener, probably your number one fan. Great to finally be on with you.
You know what, Mark? I love you. So, real quick, before we get into things, Mark is a very, very good friend of mine. We, much like I talked to Nick last week, who did a show with me at Penn State, Mark, as well as another former Penn State alum and Penn State radio alum. So, we always had a lot of fun. So, I know, Mark, you're about to bring us a tremendous sleeper.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you the good stuff here, and I think it's going to be good. Mecole Hardman on the Kansas City Chiefs.
And Mark, I got to ask you, do you want a pair of FanFest tickets?
Absolutely, I want a pair of FanFest
Mark,
tickets.
I will tell you, Mecole Hardman, and we'll talk real quick because I want to get your reason as to why. He is number 4 on my list for two reasons. One,
okay.
He's the number 2 receiver there. He is like Tyreek Hill's perfect running mate. This kid is so skilled, it scares me how good he can be.
That's exactly how I feel. He's like Tyreek Hill's twin out there. So if you're guarding one, you can't guard the other one. And even though you're not sure about Sammy Watkins yet, I mean, yeah, having three great guys with a guy like Mahomes throwing to him, how bad could it be?
Well, and that's the thing. We talk about how good this Eagles offense could be, and I know that it's going to be really difficult to throw for 50 touchdowns again, but Mahomes is still a pretty darn good quarterback. And he's got Kelsey, he has Hill, he now has Hardman. They're going to be a good offense. If their defense can come to form, it's another Super Bowl run for them.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more with you, honestly.
Mark, my friend, it was absolutely tremendous to get to speak with you. Again, one of my good friends, Mark, from Penn State. Haven't seen him in quite some time. Got to catch up with you, Mark, in a little bit. But Mark, I'll put you on hold. Tyler's going to take your information, get you a pair of FanFest tickets. Two of them off the board. So we've given away 3 pairs of FanFest tickets, and 2 of them have been on my list. Alexander Mattison of the Minnesota Vikings and Mecole Hardman of the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman is actually a guy that I thought that might go a lot higher in drafts than he did. And I think I snagged him in the 13th or 14th round. right before I took my kicker. And Dak Prescott, by the way. I'm going to throw that out there. I took Dak Prescott as my backup quarterback. Sorry, everybody. But
no! God, please, no!
I did. Because, well, here's the problem. Real quick side note. I know no one cares about anybody's fantasy football team, but I was going to take Phillip Rivers as my backup because nobody had taken him. And I was, all right, Zuli, you're almost on the clock. My buddy shouts out, Phillip Rivers! And the guy that was in front of me was not off the clock yet.
He's like, couldn't have taken Josh McCown?
Well, when I did the draft, Josh McCown was the quarterback of ESPN.
Well, you never know. He could have been. You should have known.
You're right. I should have had hindsight to take a backup quarterback who wasn't even a quarterback at the time. 610-632-0975. But speaking of Josh McCown, Tyler, you bring me to a good point. You bring me back to a point, I should say. We get off this fantasy football tirade for a little bit because, again, I know no one cares about your fantasy football team. But everybody should care about your person. You know what I'm saying there? Like, you feel like everybody should care about your fantasy team, when on the flip side, you care about no one's.
No, I don't want to hear who's your lineup and who you're setting this week and who you're starting in your flex. All I want to talk about is who I'm starting
team.
At my
right.
flex.
So I'm going to wait and I'm going to be courteous and I'm going to look at your phone and read it and go, that's pretty good. And then I'm going to shove my phone in your face because fantasy football is stupid except for you.
It's like when you're listening to a story and you know you don't care about the story because you have another story that you want to tell people.
That you think is better.
Yeah, than the story.
It.
So you're just not even listening to whatever that story is.
When it comes down to that story, I heard a comedy skit a long time ago, and I forget who it was. But he said, you know, everybody tries to one-up stories. So you have to have, if you're going to try to one-up somebody's story, you got to have a can't-be-beat, best of all time story. So he said, I go back to like Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin, because anytime somebody tries to tell you about their day or how they bought a new car or they got a promotion, Neil Armstrong could just go, yeah, I walked on the moon. I don't care. I walked on the moon. And it's true. No one cares about your story, just like no one cares about your fantasy team. But we're helping each other out today and we're giving out sleepers. And we're giving out FanFest tickets. We've given three pairs away already, so we will see six additional people at FanFest that were not going to be there 53 minutes ago. So I'm really looking forward to it. But, like I said, it gets me back to what you said earlier, the Josh McCown point. Because Josh McCown is your consummate professional. I don't look at the 23-53 career record. Because I throw that out the window when I see the teams that he was on and the fact that in his, what now, 17-year career, 16-year career, this will be his 17th season, he played on exactly one playoff team. Do you know how many snaps he took that year? Zero. Because he was Cam Newton's backup the whole time in Carolina in 2009.
And that's exactly what we hope happens here.
Right, exactly. You don't want to see Josh McCown. None of us want to see Josh McCown, just like me, who went on the whole spiel about Colin Kaepernick. If the Eagles were to have signed him, I don't want to see Colin Kaepernick. It'd be great to see him on the sideline, because you know when you look down on the 53-man roster, if Carson Wentz were to get hurt, I've got Colin Kaepernick to come in. I've got Josh McCown to come in, and you're not doomed. Is it great? No, of course not, because there's 32 starting NFL quarterbacks, and I don't even know if 25 of them are legit starting quarterbacks, because there's a ton of rookies that you know nothing about. Like Kyler Murray could be a freak and win Rookie of the Year. He also could be too small and not be able to play. You know, we watched Baker Mayfield do it last year, and none of us knew what to expect. Half the world said he's going to be the greatest quarterback of all time, and half the world said he's too small and he's going to be out of the league in 3 years. You've got guys like Lamar Jackson, who I think are extremely gifted, but aren't quite at the quarterback level yet. And then you've got guys on the downturn of their career like Eli Manning. So to say that there aren't even 32 legitimate starting quarterbacks in the NFL, I think that's pretty fair. So when you're going to your backup, and again, you look around the league, how many backups in the league could be a starting quarterback in the league? I think the answer is probably, based on the talent level of the starting quarterback pool, it's probably two when you discount rookie quarterbacks. Because obviously Dwayne Haskins should be one day, and Drew Lock should be one day, and I'm blanking on Daniel Jones should be one day. So you take those guys out, and it really leaves you with, I think, two guys. It leaves you with Case Keenum, who would be back end, and it leaves you with Jacoby Brissett, who would be back end. Other than that, everybody's a backup for a reason. 610-632-0975, Josh McCown, David Robertson, best fantasy football sleepers, all on the table. We've got 2 hours left, 1 hour down. It was a quick first hour, so we have two more hours to go until 10 o'clock when our friends at Checkpoint Radio take over. Tyler Zulli, Tyler Goldberg, right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. FanFest 2019 just got bigger. FanFest 2019 is on Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
This one will be epic.
Oh my God!
First, we added Allen Iverson. Then, we added Tobias Harris. Now, coming to FanFest 2019, DeSean Jackson. AI, courtesy of Time After Time Watches. Tobias, courtesy of Metro by T-Mobile. And DeSean Jackson, courtesy of FanDuel. Fanatic FanFest 2019, Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live. And from the only station in Philly who could put this type of epic event together for you, the fans. 97.5, The Fanatic. Yeah!
Hey, Paul.
Sprint turn.
I'm so excited. Now at Sprint, you can trade in your iPhone 6S or newer in any condition. Seriously, in any condition. And get the brilliant iPhone XR for just $0 a month with a Sprint Flex lease.
$0 a month for iPhone XR? It doesn't get any better than that. Trade up.
Yep, trade up to a liquid retina display, longer-lasting battery, single-lens portrait mode, super cool colors, and more.
Plus, Sprint offers a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try Sprint for 30 days. Love it or get your money back.
It's a great way to see for yourself why Sprint is the right choice.
Right now at Sprint, trade in your iPhone 6S or newer in any condition. Seriously, in any condition. And get the brilliant iPhone XR for just $0 a month. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $0 a month after $31.25 a month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires unlocked trade-in, 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance boosts. Whose tax guarantee applies to new lines of service and select exclusions apply. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Hey guys, Natalie here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They've made amazing deals for tons of Fanatic listeners, but this is the best one yet. During the Summer of Jeep event, get 0% financing for 75 months and make no payments for 90 days on Wrangler, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, Compass, or Renegade to qualified buyers. That means no payments till Thanksgiving. So here it is one more time, 0% financing for up to 75 months and no payments for 90 days. For more selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience on Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, or Rams, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, and be sure to tell them Natalie sent you.
Offer valid to qualified buyers and approved credit. Not all applicants may qualify. 0% for 75 months on Compass and Renegade at $1,333 per thousand finance. Other Jeep model qualify for 0% for 72 months, excluding Gladiator and Wrangler. Cannot combine with other offers, not valid with trade. Ends 8/31/19.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Hey guys, it's Natalie. If you plan on getting engaged, listen up. My friends at Family and Company Jewelers are at it again, offering Fanatic listeners the chance to win $2,500 toward a Family Verragio engagement ring for your fantasy girl. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to enter. Don't forget to stop by their booth at FanFest to win some great prizes. Check out the FanFest schedule to see when I'll be there and taking pictures with listeners. Family and Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, South Jersey's Diamond Destination.
Hey, sweetie, it's Mom. I know you and Bobby have only been dating for 2 days, but I still think we should all celebrate. Oh, we can do margaritas at Chili's. They've got that fancy one of the month for $5, which is like just as many days as your last relationship. Funny, right? Oh, talk soon.
Come into Chili's now for our $5 margarita of the month. It's the perfect reason to catch up with friends or celebrate whatever. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska. Must be 21 to consume alcohol. Drink responsibly.
When is a calculator more than a calculator? When it takes me from solving math problems
to exploring the universe.
Staples is your back-to-school destination. Find all the supplies and inspiration you need. In-store this week, get a Texas Instruments TI-84 graphing calculator for only $89.99 or a TI-84 CE graphing calculator for just $99.99. Find all the products that add up to a successful school year. Staples, back to school and beyond. In-store only, ends 8/17/19. Limit 2 while supplies last.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Welcome to Velo, the modern take on nicotine. It's the hassle-free nicotine pouch that leaves the chargers, smoke, and mess where they belong, in the past. So whether you're mid-flight or mid-meeting, on the grind or off the grid, living large or laying low, with Velo, there are no limits to where you can go. Go to Velo.com now to find your retailer. Velo, no limits. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Underage sale prohibited.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the New Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
So damn tough.
Just a little bit after 8 o'clock here at 97.5, The Fanatic. I hope you're having a tremendous Saturday night and tremendous weekend. Tyler Zola here with you until 10 o'clock on The Fanatic. Then our friends at Checkpoint Radio will take things over from there. Just want to let you know that this weekend's programming is brought to you by Commonwealth Charter Academy. Visit ccaeducate.me and learn how this tuition-free public cyber charter school can change your child's life at no cost whatsoever. This is how school should work. Visit ccaeducate.me to enroll today. I saw something on Twitter today. And I love Twitter because I don't think Twitter should be free. You should have to pay for the content that we see on Twitter because it's just, it's amazing sometimes. Tyler, I don't know if you've seen this. This is in the Little League World Series. And it comes from one of the pages that the MLB runs. And I can't tell what teams, but so it's Venezuela and Australia. And the Venezuelan hitter is up, and I don't even know what to make of this. I'm all for like stance autonomy and giving you the ability to do whatever stance is comfortable for you. I mean, God knows I changed my stance 5,000 times in the 15 years that I played baseball. So I'm all for doing what works and doing what's comfortable. But this kid, this is not an exaggeration, so please try to find this so you can see it. So I don't even think my description will do it justice. This kid is crouched over, and not just crouched, bent at the waist, knees kind of bent. He is literally crouched to the point where his butt is basically on the dirt. And then the pitch comes, and the bat goes flying backwards, and he ducks out of the way like he's going to get hit with the pitch. And listen, so I know that there are rules in Little League Baseball, and it's the bottom of the fifth. And there are rules in Little League Baseball that say everybody has to have one at bat and play one inning in the field. When you and I were playing, it used to be one or the other. Now, recently, in the last probably 10 years, they've changed it to one at bat and one inning in the field. So this kid, to me, looks like he's probably the kid that's getting his at-bat. He may be a really good fielder. He may be their pinch runner off the bench. He looks to me like he's getting his one at-bat. And I know what that looks like. I was the one at-bat guy for a long time. But I was never so afraid of the baseball that I would get down into a crouched, almost standing fetal position, if that was even possible, and flail out at the last second. I don't get Little League World Series players today because these kids are, they know they're on TV. Obviously, it's been on TV for a long time, but they know that they're on TV now. and they do some things just to get on TV.
He's just trying to work that walk.
Well, the problem is it's not a ball. The pitch the kid threw, the ump called a strike, and rightly so, because the strike zone is the strike zone. I don't care if you string. Your strike zone is determined on your height, not on your bent overness running away from the baseball. So when he stands up, the strike zone is what the strike zone is. So I get what you're saying, but it's a strike. I don't know. Maybe we played in a different time, and it's not like it was that long ago. To play in the Little League World Series was, for me, would have been, I think, 13 years ago now. I'm 25. I think you're 12 when you play in the Little League World Series. So it would have been 13 years ago.
Yep.
The mindset of these kids is so different. Like, my team was really good. We didn't play in the Little League World Series. We were really good, though. We wanted to win, and that's it. Like, we had fun, but we wanted to win. These kids are on TV. They're dancing. They're high-fiving each other. I saw a kid the other day hit a home run and then get high-fived by the pitcher. I'm sorry, what? What backwards world do we live in where pitchers are given high-fives after home runs? Listen, I know it's all about sportsmanship and their kids. It's all about having fun. But to me, and I don't know how you feel, Ty, losing is not fun.
You know, I don't want to slap the pitcher's hand or the hitter's hand after I just gave up a home run or just hit a home run off me.
I don't know. It's just I guess it's a different mindset. And I think these kids know they're on TV. So you definitely can't throw at somebody because you're going to be on TV. You can't say anything vulgar. You're on TV. So you dance. You come up and say, what, my name's Big Al and I hit dingers. And then you do batting stances like this. Now, listen, if this is his comfortable, legitimate batting stance, I mean, we've seen the guy from Coastal Carolina a few seasons ago. It was just as wacky. But this kid bails out to go to his backhand and is like limboing by the end. So I can't imagine that this is something that he does with effectiveness. That's my little tirade on the Little League World Series. 610-632-0975. Let's get it back to the conversation at hand. Josh McCown is the Eagles' backup quarterback. We talked about this ad nauseum when the Eagles profusely said last week, we're good with the guys we've got, after Nate Sudfeld broke his wrist. Doug Peterson said, we're good with the guys we've got. Press Taylor said, I haven't watched any of Colin Kaepernick's film, so I couldn't tell you. And then Cody Kessler gets injured on Thursday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And now all of a sudden, Josh McCown is the backup quarterback. So to me, this really is, again, one of three things. Sudfeld's hurt longer than they're leading on, and this is an ability to give them a legitimate backup quarterback and then make a decision, like you said, Ty, that they could decide who they want to be the two. Or it is the fact that there is one of three guys in that quarterback locker room, and hint, hint, it's not Carson Wentz. So it's one of three guys, and maybe more than one of three guys, that the Eagles don't trust. Whether it was Clayton Thorson, whether it was Cody Kessler, whether it's Nate Sudfeld, and they're hiding it from us because they picked him off a practice squad and stashed him for a long time on the active roster, so they clearly liked him a little bit. One of those three guys, if not more, I think is not in favor with the Philadelphia Eagles. 610-632-0975. Let me ask you, Tyler. If you had to pick one or more than one of those three guys, who do you think's in the doghouse? Who do you think's the odd man looking in now that Josh McCown is probably the backup quarterback?
I mean, I think they like Thorson, and they like him because they drafted him, so he's probably the guy they keep on the practice squad, I would say. Sudfeld, I think they end up cutting Cody Kessler once the season comes around and Sudfeld becomes your third-string quarterback.
I would agree. I think Kessler is gone. Now, the thing is, I was talking to one of our other producers, Josh Ravick, before the show started today, and he was talking about how quarterbacks, when you draft a quarterback, you try not to stash a quarterback and hide them on the practice squad, no matter where you draft them. And I tend to agree with that. I don't believe that you draft a quarterback in any position, That's the only position in the NFL. Not include a tackle, you might. Running back, you certainly do. Defensive back, it doesn't matter. Quarterback is the only position in the NFL where if you draft a guy, regardless of the draft spot you take him in, unless he is a total bust, he's probably not going to be practice squatted. At least you would think. Now, again, you go back to Nate Sudfeld when he was with the Washington Redskins. He was drafted in the sixth round of the 2016 NFL draft. And then the Eagles picked him up after the Redskins cut him, put him on the practice squad, activated him 2 months later, then signed him to a one-year deal for $3 million. So it's not chump change. It's legit backup money. It's not Nick Foles money, but it's legit backup money. You don't put a quarterback on the practice squad and expect him to still be there 2 years down the line, a year down the line, however long he could service on the practice squad for before he's ineligible. So I don't know if Thorson goes to the practice squad because I don't know if Thorson makes it through the practice squad. There are a lot of bad teams. We just talked about it. There's a lot of bad teams who don't even have one legitimate starting quarterback. And when you talk about that, the first team that comes to mind, and it's a little hypocritical because I just talked about how I think Josh McCown's a great backup quarterback, but the first team that comes to mind is the Miami Dolphins because they have Ryan Fitzpatrick slated to be their starting quarterback. Now, Ryan Fitzpatrick is a legitimate backup quarterback. He is on the Josh McCown level. But I don't know if Ryan Fitzpatrick's a top 32 quarterback in the NFL. Because I'd have to think, again, I'd take Jacoby Brissett over him. I might take Nick Mullins over him. Is he better than Lamar Jackson? Is he better than, you know, you name it. Any fringe starting quarterback. I know Lamar Jackson's job is safe, but he's not a legitimate starting quarterback yet because they talked about how much they're going to run the football. But to kind of get back to this long-winded, totally off-track argument, you don't put a quarterback on your practice squad and expect him to not get picked up. You don't just stash him away. Oh, shh, by the way, it's 3 a.m. Put Clayton Thorson on the practice squad. No one will know. Everybody's going to know. We have Twitter. We have social media. Other teams know when you make a transaction because it goes on your transaction log. So you put Clayton Thorson on the practice squad. He's gone. He's getting picked up by someone just to take a shot at him because he's young, he's cheap, and he's what they call the developmental quarterback. Sound familiar? That's Nate Sudfeld. Now he's your number two, conceivably, or was, until Josh McCown comes along. So Kessler's the odd man out. And Thorson, you're going to try to stash on the practice squad? I don't know if he's going to make it. So now you have an injured Nate Sudfeld and a legitimate backup quarterback. All of that long-winded nonsense comes into saying that Josh McCown was the perfect signing at the perfect time for the Eagles. They needed a legitimate veteran presence to back up Carson Wentz. They got one. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Anthony in Germantown. You're on the Fanatic. What's going on, Anthony?
How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Yo, first of all, man, I appreciate you being in favor of bringing in Colin Kaepernick.
Anthony, I'll tell you, listen, regardless of how you feel one way or the other, my personal belief is I want the Eagles to win football games. Man. And if Colin Kaepernick can help the Eagles win football games, then I'd bring him in. I have no complaints whatsoever.
Yeah, the Eagles currently had two converted quarterbacks they were trying to make the team as wide receivers.
Right.
Why don't get Greg Water shot at the third string quarterback job?
So you would want to save the roster spot and use Greg Ward as what, like a combo wide receiver slash backup third string quarterback?
Could you imagine the Philadelphia Eagles offense with a quarterback that know how to run and come back to the huddle? Could you imagine?
I think there's certainly some kind of validity to that. I liked Greg Ward coming out of Houston. Now, the other one, Braxton Miller, I don't think is much of an actual quarterback. I think he's a college quarterback. But I thought Greg Ward had some standing at Houston. To say that he's going to be a number three, I don't know if he's ever going to be an NFL quarterback, but I don't have an issue with him staying on the roster as a receiver and a special teamer and them having some kind of trick plays for him.
Yeah, how many preseason games we got left?
Two left, yes.
Why wouldn't you give him a quarter, see what he got?
Oh, so you want to line him up like legitimately under center.
You're going to be the starting quarterback, whoever the hell that is, right?
What's that?
You're going to give him a quarter or maybe a quarter and a half in the preseason game. And see, he set the rushing record at the University of Houston.
Sure.
Where Lamar Jackson came from.
Lamar Jackson came from Louisville, but I get your point.
Yeah, but this man can run the ball, and he'll have a bad arm at all.
Anthony, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you so much. So, Greg Ward. That's interesting because, he was a college quarterback. He had a pretty successful career at Houston. He's never been given the opportunity to play quarterback at the NFL level. I can't go with him as a third-string quarterback because he's never played it at the NFL level. But if a wide receiver position and a special teams, you know, that gunner, the one that's, by the way, been vacated by Shelton Gibson, who was cut the other day, if that includes the trick playbook, you know, the Trey Burton plays where you throw it to your quarterback in the end zone, I would go Greg Ward over Braxton Miller because I don't think Braxton Miller was ever a quarterback, even when he was at Ohio State and they were winning a lot of games. He wasn't a quarterback. He was an athlete because he was not accurate. He couldn't throw the long ball and they ran a lot of option. If you want to keep him to be a special teamer, that's fine. But if you're going to say one of the two and you want them to be a quarterback, I don't like either, but I would go Greg Ward.
And I think Houston was a more pro-style offense, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Yes. I mean, they weren't under center because really, quite honestly, there's like three college teams in all of college football that go under center at this point. And two of them run the triple option, which is not an NFL offense. So, you know, you don't get I-form anymore. The I-form is pretty much dead. You don't even really get single back anymore. Most college football is out of the gun. Whether you're running pro style out of the gun, like, you know, you're more balanced teams, like you said, Houston, even UCF, Penn State, Michigan. Michigan runs the ball a lot, and they're pretty much out of the gun. Then you've got your air raid offenses, Oklahoma State, Washington State. You know, these the teams that throw the ball 70 times a game. Houston, for that matter. So Greg Ward has quarterback experience, but listen, I can't line him up at quarterback, not under center, even in the gun. If you want him to be a trick play guy who's your gunner and your sixth receiver, I'm okay with that. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Chase in West Philly. You're up next. What's going on, Chase?
Hey, life is good, man. How's everything treating you?
I'm doing well, man. I can't complain. You know, hanging out here till 10 with my man Tyler Goldberg, just talking some Birds football.
It doesn't get much better than that.
Can't
right?
complain.
So I was giving a call. Just a quick question about the quarterback situation. Where's the status of Kessler now?
Where is Kessler?
The status of him. I know he had the
concussion. Oh, okay. So he had the concussion. I don't think anything's going to come out until probably tomorrow. More definitive. I would imagine that they're not going to run a guy back with a concussion. You know how they are with helmets and head injuries and the CTE nowadays. They're not going to rush a guy back for a preseason game.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense. Well, you know, generally speaking, man, I'm just really excited about this season. I think it's going to be a special year. I think on offense, we have so many weapons to play with. I think the defense is going to be better than a lot of people think. And, you know, for me, like, I've been living in the city on and off for about 20 years now. This is the first time I can really remember where I feel like the Sixers and the Eagles have a window to win championships for a long period of time.
Now, it's
it's
funny that you say that, Chase, because I've been on record many times saying I don't think the Sixers window is as big as people want to say it is. And I'm not sure the Eagles is either because of salary cap constraints. And when you pay a quarterback as much money as you pay Carson Wentz, it's tough to get a legitimate 53-man roster when there's a large percentage going to one player. But I do get your point in saying that I think that both of these teams are championship contenders right now.
Yeah, things can change year over year. You really never know. But yeah, the fact that we have an opportunity to potentially win championships in both sports, as a fan, going through the process, like, I can't wait to get it started, man. I'm really chomping at the bit.
And Chase, you know what's kind of funny? I tend to be more pessimistic than most at this station because I try to be as objective as possible, and a lot of times objective comes off pessimistic, especially when you're in a city talking about the sports teams in that city. I am so amped up for this Eagles team. I think that this is, on paper, because that's the only way you can play, the best right. Eagles team of my lifetime.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. I mean, I can't wait for them to put the helmets on and go to Washington and kick their ass.
And play for real, because I'm tired of preseason football.
Yeah, we need the real thing, man. Enough of this fake stuff.
Chase, before I let you go, do you have a fantasy football sleeper that could help us win some titles this year?
I think DK Metcalf is going to have a big year. They throw the bong ball all day in Seattle, and he's the only best target for them. So I think he's a great sleeper pick.
So the only and Chase, I'm going to put you up on hold. You'll talk to Ty real quick. The only reason that I'm not necessarily thrilled about DK Metcalf, and it's not DK Metcalf, and it's not Russell Wilson, it is every other player in that offensive unit, and it comes down to the offensive line. I don't think the offensive line is all that good in Seattle, and you've seen it the last couple of years. Russell Wilson has been running for his life over the last couple of seasons. Now, I'm going to do this because I don't want to get this wrong. We're going to go to PFF, and this is PFF that, by the way, ranked the Eagles as the number one starting offensive line in all of football. We're going to go try to find the Seattle Seahawks. They have the Seahawks ranked at 23, behind teams like the New York Giants, who I still think their offensive line stinks, behind the Detroit Lions, behind the Washington Redskins, who probably won't have Trent Williams by the end of the preseason. So I've got to go with no for that one, just because it's not DK Metcalf and it's not Russell Wilson. It's everybody else in that offense. 610-632-0975. We got about 90 minutes left here on the show before we hand things off to our friends at Checkpoint Radio. We're talking about the Eagles offense and Josh McCown specifically. Perfect move, in my opinion. And what do you want to see out of the backup quarterback position moving forward? Do you want McCown and Sudfeld? Do you want McCown and one of the other two? And do you think that Clayton Thorson could be stashed on a practice squad without him being picked away by a team that may not be as good and need some quarterback help? We're also talking about the David Robertson signing because it was a great signing, in my opinion. It just didn't work out. And just as you heard, Chase gave us a sleeper to help you win your fantasy football 2019 season. We're helping each other out here until 10 o'clock. Tyler Zuli, Tyler Goldberg, right here, 97.5
The Fanatic. 97.5
The Fanatic.
Hey, Fanatics, it's Natalie from My Guys at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Stop in now for their summer clearance event and get incredible discounts. Save not 10, not 15, not 20, but up to 25% off MSRP on new Ram trucks. Trust me, guys, if you're in the market for a new truck, there's never been a better time than now during the summer clearance event at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you want bigger selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com and save up to 25% off new Ram trucks. They're Philly and South Jersey's fastest growing Jeep and Ram dealer for a reason. TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Make sure you tell them Natalie sent you.
2019 Ram 1500 8-cylinder auto MSRP $57,290. Selling price of $42,967 represents 25% savings off MSRP. Includes all applicable rebates, tax, tags, extra. Offer not valid with trade-in. Ends August 31st, 2019.
Since 1983, Carlino's Market in Westchester and Ardmore has been creating and serving a fine selection of artisan foods. Today, in their third generation of ownership, Carlino's continues that tradition of old-world techniques as makers and purveyors of hand-roasted meats, artisan cheeses, handmade desserts, signature pastas and sauces, homemade bread, prepared gourmet takeaway foods, and more. Catering for parties, too. For menu and more information, visit carlinosmarket.com. Carlino's Market, makers and purveyors of artisan food since 1983.
September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Every day in the United States, 43 children are diagnosed with some form of cancer. One out of eight of them will not survive. And even though our children represent roughly a quarter of the population, they receive just 4% of our federal cancer funding budget. We must do better. At Storm the Heavens, we believe there is no cause greater than the fight for our children's right to grow up to be adults. Join our cause at stormtheheavens.org. That's stormtheheavens.org.
Lenny Kravitz, live in concert. Lenny Kravitz, Raise Vibration Tour. August 22nd, the Met Philadelphia. Latest album, Raise Vibration, available now. Tickets on sale now at TheMetPhilly.com and at Ticketmaster.com. Lenny Kravitz, live, produced by Live Nation.
The nose knows. Think you smell natural gas? Go to a safe location and call PECO to report it. The smell is faint or it comes and goes? Call PECO to report it. Is the smell not at your house, but somewhere else? Call PECO to report it. Think someone else already called? Still, call PECO's emergency line at 1-800-841-4141 to report it just in case. They'll be there 24-7 to check it out at no cost to you. That's 1-800-841-4141.
It's 5:30 a.m. and you wake up to an alert that your network was hacked. Had you gotten your ISC squared CISSP certification from training camp, you would still be dreaming about the Birds QB winning the MVP this season. Avoid the alert. Wake up and get CISSP certified. Visit us online at trainingcamp.com/CISSP. Visit us today at trainingcamp.com. That's trainingcamp.com/CISSP. And use code FANATIC.
America's oil and gas moves through 2.4 million miles of underground pipelines safely. But what if those pipelines were gone? We would need 90,000 more tanker trucks or 27,000 more rail cars every single day just to meet our energy needs. So, do you want this, this, or this? We move America's energy. We are Energy Transfer.
Want to win a meet and greet with Allen Iverson at FanFest? Go to Time After Time Watches in the Deptford Mall tomorrow from 1 to 2 and register for a chance to win a legendary meet and greet with AI. Time After Time keeps Philly ticking.
You know, I don't know many other cities that will discuss backup quarterback positions as much as we do here in Philadelphia. And it's been that way for the last three seasons now, because the last two seasons, it was, of course, the Nick Foles show. You know, we stepped in twice. He won a Super Bowl. He won another playoff game last year. And should Nick Foles be signed? Should they give Wentz the extension? Back and forth we went. And finally, we got clarity, because the Eagles let Nick Foles go to Jacksonville and re-signed Carson Wentz to a massive extension. And now we're right back at it, 5 months later, talking about the backup quarterback position. Because today the Eagles signed Josh McCown, 40-year-old Josh McCown, who, by the way, is going to be in his 17th season. Here's a quick rundown of Josh McCown's career. He played for the Arizona Cardinals, the Detroit Lions, the Oakland Raiders, the Carolina Panthers, the Chicago Bears, Tampa Bay Bucks, Cleveland Browns, New York Jets, and a stop in some less than professional league at some point along the way. And just for total clarity, and so I don't sound stupid, it was, in fact, the, I want to say it was something Admirals. Oh, no, the Hartford Colonels in 2010. Played for the Hartford Colonels of the American, or the United Football League, excuse me, the UFL. Okay, so he's been all over the place, and he has very little winning success, but I think he has some personal success, and he brings an era of professionalism. He brings a work ethic. He brings a very precise set of skills. Very Taken-esque. He brings a very particular set of skills that he knows how to use. Are they great? No. But are they going to lose you a game? I don't think so. I think in his 99 career appearances, 76 starts, I would bet you that Josh McCown has probably lost, legitimately lost his team 10 games. And I bet you he's probably legitimately won his team about the same number. And then the other 79 appearances in between, he's just been a quarterback who's taken play calls, who's thrown passes, who's handed off the football, who hasn't been great and hasn't been awful. And that's exactly what the Eagles need. Stability at the quarterback position is so crucial to when you have a guy like Carson Wentz as your starting quarterback that it's exactly what the Eagles need. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Nick in Stroudsburg. You're on the Fanatic. What's going on, Nick?
Tyler, how are you? Just watching the Phillies game.
What's going on, my friend? How are you?
I just want to talk some Clayton Thorson, and I have a sleeper
Please.
For you.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I just think he makes it through to the practice squad. I mean, he was taken 167th by the Eagles. So, I mean, if another team really wanted him, they would have taken him and gone through all the, you know, all the stuff with him this summer.
Well, here's my only thing, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier. You know, you did give a point where he was drafted very late, and it was for a reason. Nate Sudfeld was drafted 187th overall by the Redskins. And my thought process about the whole practice squad thing is, if you're a bad team taking a player off a good team's practice squad, you may be getting a player that can help. You may not be getting a player you can help. If a good team is taking a player off a bad team's practice squad, generally speaking, that good team knows what they're looking for, and there's a reason that the Eagles picked Nate Sudfeld off the Redskins practice squad instead of going and getting a veteran quarterback or getting someone else. So to me, I'm concerned that if he doesn't go, if he gets on the practice squad, there's going to be a bad team that goes, let's take a shot at the developmental quarterback.
You could be right. I'm just really optimistic about this year. I think by a couple weeks in the season, we'll forget all about the backup quarterback and just talk about some wins.
I am too. I think that there's a lot of potential and a lot of talent on this Eagles roster. You know me very well. I'm Mr. Pessimistic. But when it comes to this football team, I have nothing but good things to say about every positional group except the linebacking core.
I agree. You want my sleeper?
Yeah, please.
So I think Christian Kirk, he only had 3 touchdowns last year, but you know, Larry Fitz is pretty old and their defense is pretty bad. So I just think they'll be in a lot of shootouts and need the passing game to thrive the Cardinals.
Nick, I know it's not the easiest ride down from Stroudsburg, but would you like a pair of FanFest tickets?
That sounds great.
All right, Nick, I will get you up on hold. You'll talk to Tyler. Christian Kirk is my number one sleeper wide receiver this season. And the reason being, Nick made a lot of really good points. Christian Kirk had 43 catches for 590 yards and 3 touchdowns last year, and he was playing with Josh Rosen and Sam Bradford. Here's the thing about the Cardinals' offense this season. Is it going to be top 5? Probably not. But there's a boom or bust potential with the Cardinals' offense this season. Because of it's a new coach and it's a brand new quarterback. Here's the thing with the Cardinals offense. You draft Josh Rosen. I was high on Josh Rosen. I still think he might be okay in this league. But he's not the athlete. He's not the playmaker. He's not the long ball, home run type quarterback. Kyler Murray is all of those things. Kyler Murray may not be great. Kyler Murray could be awful. Kyler Murray could be really good. I think the floor and the ceiling separate. The separation between the floor and the ceiling on Kyler Murray is massive. So, you may not get anything out of Christian Kirk because Kyler Murray you don't get anything out of. But if you get a lot from Kyler Murray, there's a reason why I put Christian Kirk as my number one receiving sleeper of the 2019 NFL season. So, we've given out some FanFest tickets so far. 3 of my 10 have been selected. Alexander Mattison of the Vikings, he's the only running back that's been picked. And we've had 2 wide receivers, Mecole Hardman, the rookie from Kansas City, and Christian Kirk, the second-year receiver for the Arizona Cardinals. So just like that, it's that easy to get a pair of FanFest tickets. If you give me a sleeper that's on the list, you win. If you give me a sleeper that's really good that's not on the list, we will pass it to our arbitrator, Tyler Goldberg, behind the glass, and he will decide if it's good enough to get you a pair of FanFest tickets for this coming Saturday. Can't believe it's already Saturday. Stefano and Folcroft, you're up next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Stefano?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
I'm good. Firstly, I just started listening to the station. I usually a 94.1 guy, but they have baseball on a lot now, and I'm not a baseball guy.
Sure.
So I just started listening to you guys. I like your show so far.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Of course, of course. So yesterday, I was listening in yesterday during this time, and someone called stated that they should have signed Colin Kaepernick, and the guy, the host, I don't forget his name, really chewed into this guy, called his opinion stupid verbatim, saying the Eagles only don't need to sign anybody due to the fact that Sutton's out for only 2 weeks outside the season, and now it comes out the Eagles sign somebody anyway, so it's kind of a little disturbed by the berating, I guess you could say. But nonetheless, sure. I'm a little upset about the signing because McCown has a 1-to-1 touchdown to pick ratio versus Sam Bradford, who has 2-to-1 and probably has won more games than Josh McCown, and probably get him as cheap as you got Josh McCown anyway. I think the Eagles should have brought back Bradford versus McCown.
So to your first statement, I can't speak for everybody, but I am in the... I was in the Colin Kaepernick boat. I was last week. I remain in that boat, and I know that they've signed a quarterback, so that door is pretty much shut. But I think that there is a reason as to why he is such a tremendously talented athlete. I just don't know if he can still play the quarterback position. So if that's the argument, I get it. It's been 3 years, but I would have taken a shot on it. With Bradford, I'm curious to see. I know that we're going on to the third week of the preseason. It's probably very difficult at this point. I'm curious to see is if because of the fact that he has made so much money over the course of his career, being the number one overall pick before the rookie wage scale came out and really bumped down number one pick's salaries, that he is holding out for the right job or a starting job if perhaps somebody were to go down and he doesn't want to sign until he sees that happen.
Now, I agree with you. Now, the issue is, I guess the point being, is that realistically, if we had a regular backup 2 years ago, we wouldn't have won the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Luckily, we had Nick Foles. So, with that being said, I'd rather put money in a backup due to the fact that out of the 3 of the 4 years, Carson Wentz has been hurt. So, he's a 75% chance based off trend to get hurt again. Why not put some money in the backups, hopefully, to get us back to the Super Bowl if he were to get hurt again?
Stefano, man, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for calling 97.5. And that's a fair point because we've been saying that for a while. At least I have, and I know that Joe Torti has as well. I can't speak for everyone, but I know the two of us are in the boat that Carson Wentz is injury prone. And it's not a bad thing to say. It's okay. Everybody take the deep breath. Go ahead, relax. And you can say it with me. Carson Wentz is injury prone, and it's not the worst thing in the world. What Stefano's saying is to put some money into the backup quarterback position is not flawed. And it's not faulty by any means. Because he's correct. Without Nick Foles, the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl. On the flip side, without Carson Wentz and the way that Carson Wentz played in the first 13 games, the Eagles probably don't win the Super Bowl either. Because he got them to a bye, helped them get to the number one overall seed, helped them get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, did not have to go to New Orleans, did not have to go to Minnesota. So the two helped each other out. But what Stefano is saying about bringing in a quarterback and paying for the quarterback is not, it's not flawed. Which is why I don't have an issue with them bringing in Josh McCown for $2 million because it's more than a minimum. It's more than a trial quarterback. It's more than a fifth round rookie. It's more than Cody Kessler. But I just don't believe that there's any spot in which Sam Bradford goes for two things. Goes, I'm going to be the backup to Carson Wentz because A, I'm not getting paid enough to be the kid's backup. And B, I don't know if I want to go down the Eagles road again. It's pretty safe to say and pretty fair to say that we were not very kind to Sam Bradford, and rightfully so. He was pretty bad. I don't know how much a guy listens to talk radio and writing and the things that people say on the streets, but I know there are some guys that listen because you see it all the time on their Instagrams where they'll say, you know, you've never played the sport before, you don't know what it takes, or something along those lines. I don't know if Sam Bradford's that kind of guy. But if he is, I don't see any way that Sam Bradford wants to come back and play in Philadelphia. Because some guys just don't have that mindset. There's a reason Zach Greinke didn't want to come here. I don't think he was ready to do it. 610-632-0975. We're taking you up until 10 o'clock here on the Fanatic before we hand things over to our friends at Checkpoint Radio. Real quick before we head to our next break, I know you love the game of basketball. I love the game of basketball. I also very much love Walt Disney World. Basketball and Walt Disney World, probably two of my five favorite things on this planet. Combine them together, you get to live out that experience. You take your shot at the all-new NBA experience at Walt Disney World Resort with a special Fanatic giveaway. You've got two ways to enter. First, you could go to 975thefanatic.com, go to our contest page, and enter to win. Or, when you're at FanFest, like some of our friends have already gotten tickets tonight, I know a lot of us already have tickets. When you're there next weekend and you're on site, there will be an area in which you can register to win a pair of a trip to four to the Disney NBA experience. The NBA, Walt Disney World, two of my favorite things in the world. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli, Tyler Goldberg, taking you up until 10 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Paul. Isn't it nice when you can keep things simple? Well, now when you switch to Sprint, you can get both an unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. Plus, Sprint's doing things differently and now offering a new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. I mean, I think Sprint's network and savings are great, but don't just take my word for it. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. So, why wouldn't you switch to Sprint? An unlimited plan and the Galaxy S10 for just $35 per month with a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. See what I mean? It's that simple. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee select exclusions apply. S10 under 28 gigabyte, $10 a month after 22.50 month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills or cancel early. Remaining balance due unlimited basic after 9:30. Pay $32 per month per line without a pay. Data prioritization during ingestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums use rules. 30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Philadelphia, the birthplace of America. Conceived by visionaries, we set the standard of building excellence. We build safer and stronger. We dig deeper, push harder, climb higher. We built the skyline. We are GBCA, the General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
I'm Pat Gallagher with Pullman Philadelphia, and we're proud members of the General Building Contractors Association. Pullman offers a broad range of masonry restoration and waterproofing services that meet the needs of both commercial and industrial clients. With a proven track record and skilled workforce, we assure high quality and timely completion of your repair and maintenance challenges. We are building the skyline. We are GBCA. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
This weekend, BYO Family History with fine wine and good spirits. Bring your loved ones together and cheers to everything that runs in the family, like the need for 3 ice cubes in every drink and your cocktail shaken, then stirred. And most importantly, your good taste in, well, pretty much everything. Stop in your local fine wine and good spirits and enjoy savings like $2 off 750 milliliter bottles of Kettle One Vodka and Kettle One Botanical Peach and Orange Blossom. Offers end August 25th, 2019. Please enjoy responsibly.
North Shore Barn Kitchen in North Wildwood is hosting their annual legendary football pep rally on Friday, August 23rd. Join Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez for a live broadcast, then stay for a football pep rally. Get ready for an unforgettable season at North Shore Barn Kitchen. One lucky person will win an all-inclusive trip for two to see your birds play in Miami. Don't miss out on this exciting day. Football tickets, Fan Fest tickets, the best food and drinks on the island, and so much more. All at the North Shore Bar in North Wildwood. Visit thenorthshorebar.com for details.
It's motorcycle season, so let's talk safety to those with whom they share the road. Even the smallest vehicle is way bigger than any motorcycle. So quicker, unsignaled lane changes, congested roadways, and especially distracted driving can all endanger motorcycle riders. If you're driving around motorcycles, be patient, especially at intersections. Always take a second to look for motorcycles in your driving area, and always assume that they're closer than they appear. Share the road and safe travel habits for a safer for summer.
These safety tips are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Hi, I'm Archie, a Pep Boys tech. You know, besides being a major component of ride comfort, your tires are also important for your vehicle's handling and braking ability. So if they're worn, you're not only compromising comfort, you're compromising safety.
Now through August 4th, save up to $100 after manufacturer mail-in rebate on four select Goodyear tires installed by a Pep Boys Pro. And that's not all. One-year roadside assistance, alignment check, and lifetime tire rotation are all included for free. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So visit your local Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Sports Talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, we are back. 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli, Tyler Goldberg, taking you until 10 o'clock. I can't, for the life of me, understand why Zach Eflin is still on the Phillies. I just, every time I think that there's a corner or it's getting close to being that breakthrough, you give up three in an inning. It frustrates me to no end to see that he is still getting opportunities to be a starter. Now, I understand that it is what it is, and Jake Arrieta is now done for the season, as is David Robertson, who I've very much been defending today. I don't think that we've got as much. I didn't get as much hate on the air as I saw on Twitter today. And maybe because the news is a little bit older, it's not fresh in our minds. But to me, I would rather take my chances with David Robertson, pay him the money, and then he gets hurt, than continue to bang my head against the wall watching guys like Zach Eflin pitch. I'm done with Eflin. I don't need any more Drew Smyly. The first couple starts were good. Hasn't had a good one since. It just, this team, they blow my mind. I just don't understand. 610-632-0975. Of course, like I just said, we're talking about David Robertson and why he was the right signing at the right time, and it just happened to be an imperfect move that cost him much of his season. He only threw 6 2/3 innings. We're also discussing the Eagles' backup quarterback situation, where Josh McCown is now your number two. We believe, presumably, the number two. Should be the number two. The perfect fit for the number two. And what it means for guys like Clayton Thorson and Cody Kessler and Nate Sudfeld. I think we're glancing over this. Everybody just assumes that they brought in an arm, or they brought in a camp body, or they brought in a guy to be the number three. Not so fast. I think that Josh McCown is truly the number two on this team, and one of two things is happening. Nate Sudfeld is hurt more so than we are led to believe, or the Eagles don't trust Clayton Thorson and Cody Kessler. And they're going to let Nate Sudfeld be the three when he comes back from injury. And Josh McCown is your legitimate two. Now, I know Stefano, he called us in a little bit ago, and he said that why not take a shot on Sam Bradford? Getting down to the two, Ty, between Sam Bradford and Josh McCown, do you have a favorite one or the other? Because to me, they're pretty much interchangeable. I don't have any kind of faith that they'll truly win a game. But to me, I don't think that Sam Bradford wants to walk down this road again.
No, I would say McCown over Bradford, just simply for the fact that I think he'll make less mistakes and hurt you less than Bradford would.
Right, and it comes down to who's going to not lose you a game. I'm not looking for someone to win me a game. I'm looking for who's not going to lose a game if they come in and play quarterback when Carson Wentz inevitably goes down. If you get 16 games from Carson Wentz, that's fantastic. You got everything and more. And if you get 16 games from Carson Wentz, the likelihood that you're probably also going to get a minimum of 10 wins is pretty high. But in the likelihood that you don't get 16 full games from Carson Wentz, I don't need a game winner. I just don't want a game loser. And I think that, Tyler, you're right. If you're going to get one of the two, the non-game loser is Josh McCown. Now, you may get more put the team on the back from Sam Bradford, because I still think there's a reason he was the number one overall pick and Josh McCown was not. But that may happen once compared to he may lose you two games. Now, Josh McCown probably won't win you any games, but I don't think he's going to lose you any games either.
Yeah, and that's what I think that's what they're really looking for with McCown, just bringing that, like you said earlier, the veteran presence, won't lose you any games, and if you need to go to him, hopefully he can keep you in a couple.
So now that we've kind of discussed this, and we've gotten to if you need Josh McCown versus if you need, you know, Clayton Thorson or Nate Sudfeld or Cody Kessler or Colin Kaepernick or Sam Bradford, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're gonna go through it, and this will be the first time that I've gotten a chance to do it. We're gonna go through the schedule, and we're gonna assume that Carson Wentz plays all 16 games, because I think you have to when you play chalk and you play make believe like that. You have to assume that the starting quarterback stays healthy. You have to assume that the receiving core stays healthy. You have to assume that the offensive line stays healthy. So when we play this game on paper, we're going to assume that everybody plays all 16 games or close enough to it that it's not a total failure. So we'll go through the 16-game schedule, you and I, Tyler, and we'll decide together with Carson Wentz at the helms, how many games can they win in a 16-game schedule? Because to me, I think it's a good number. I'm going at least 10 games. And I don't have any justification, any reason as to say otherwise why the Eagles shouldn't win at least 10 games. And probably more. I would think it's probably going to be closer to the 11-12 range than it is the 9-10 range. So in the 9 o'clock hour, 610-632-0975, we'll get at that. We'll discuss the schedule and we'll break it all down. We'll continue this conversation. And by the way, we still are discussing our top fantasy football sleepers for the 2019 season. So far, three of my 10 have been said. Alexander Mattison of the Minnesota Vikings, the backup to Dalvin Cook, Mecole Hardman, the rookie receiver out of Georgia, now plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's going to be their number two behind Tyreek Hill. And Christian Kirk, the second-year receiver out of the Arizona Cardinals. He's probably, I mean, in theory, he's their number two because Larry Fitzgerald's still, quote-unquote, the number one. But Christian Kirk's probably going to be their number one target this year. He only had 43 catches and less than 600 yards. He's got Kyler Murray. He's got Cliff Kingsbury. I don't know what it's going to do. It could be awesome. It could be awful. But the unknown there, I think, is worth taking a shot. So if you can give me one of my 10 names, now we're down to 7, you automatically will get a pair of FanFest tickets, which happens in less than a week. And I say less than a week because at this point next week, FanFest will be over and it will be a thing of the past. So get them while you can. You still have 6 days to get FanFest tickets. And in fact, I'm sure we'll probably have some on the Saturday leading up to FanFest. Now, this one's a little bit more down the road, but I do have to tell you about Burger Brawl. Philly Burger Brawl is back. It's presented by Jim Beam. It's got a new date, Sunday, September 15th, and a new location. It's at the Philadelphia Navy Yard. So here's what you get. You can enjoy unlimited bites of burgers from the top competing restaurants in the city. I love burgers. I'm in. Plus, there's an incredible cocktail competition featuring Jim Beam Black inside the Jim Beam Bourbon Garden. So you give me burgers, you give me Jim Beam Bourbon, I'll see you there on September 15th. All of the proceeds benefit the Philadelphia School District. The event raises money to outfit underserved schools with the latest technology. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to PhillyBurgerBrawl.com. 610-632-0975. We've got three things on the table. Josh McCown in the quarterback situation now that he is the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles. David Robertson and why it still was the right signing. It just did not pan out the way that we thought it would. And of course, give me your sleepers to help everybody here. We're spreading the wealth. We're sharing the love. We're all going to win our fantasy football leagues. Not possible, but we're going to find a way to do it. We're going to help you win your fantasy football league for 2019 by giving me your sleeper of the season. And if it's a good one, it's on my list. We'll give you a pair of FanFest tickets. Tyler Zuli, Tyler Goldberg, we're hanging out until 10 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey guys, Natalie here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They've made amazing deals for tons of Fanatic listeners, but this is the best one yet. During the Summer of Jeep event, get 0% financing for 75 months and make no payments for 90 days on Wrangler, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, Compass, or Renegade to qualified buyers. That means no payments till Thanksgiving. So here it is one more time, 0% financing for up to 75 months and no payments for 90 days. For more selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience on Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, or Rams, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, and be sure to tell them Natalie sent you.
Offer valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. Not all applicants may qualify. 0% for 75 months on Compass and Renegade at $1,333 per thousand finance. Other Jeep model qualify for 0% for 72 months, excluding Gladiator and Wrangler. Cannot combine with other offers, not valid with trade, ends 8/31/19.
Hey, it's Tyrone. All summer long, I have been telling you about Commonwealth Charter Academy, a public cyber charter school serving grades K-12 in Pennsylvania at no cost to you. As back to school approaches, maybe you should consider Commonwealth Charter Academy as well. When you think about your local school, ask yourself, 1, did your child struggle academically? 2, was my child bullied? 3, did the inflexible schedule of the traditional classroom setting and schedule create chaos in my household? 4, am I tired of being waitlisted at the local brick and mortar charter school? If any of these questions resonate, then maybe it's time to visit ccaeducate.me and learn how CCA can make a difference in the life of your child or grandchild at no cost whatsoever. CCA provides internet service reimbursement and a laptop computer, all at no cost to families. Don't wait until another confidence-sharing school year begins to take action. Visit ccaeducate.me and learn about an open house in your community or a virtual open house online. Again, that's ccaeducate.me.
Hey, you! You!
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic right now, and you're hearing about all these great opportunities from our sponsors.
What would it feel like to listen and hear us talking about your business? More importantly, how will you feel when your phone rings with people saying, I heard you on 97.5 The Fanatic? Find out how you can make that happen. Send an email to marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com. The next commercial you hear could be yours.
Hey guys, it's Natalie. If you plan on getting engaged, listen up. My friends at Family and Company Jewelers are at it again, offering Fanatic listeners the chance to win $2,500 toward a Family Verragio engagement ring for your fantasy girl. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to enter. Don't forget to stop by their booth at FanFest to win some great prizes. Check out the FanFest schedule to see when I'll be there and taking pictures with listeners. Family and Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, South Jersey's Diamond Destination.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/rxrewards or the pharmacy for details.
You're a pro. You've got a bathroom remodel and clients counting on you to pull it all together. Lots of good reasons to count on The Home Depot. Find complete, coordinated bath product collections. The latest trends and designs from top brands like Delta. It's easy to pull together an amazing look when you know where to look. The latest collections from Delta, in-store or online. Now at The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
O'clock here at the Fanatic 97.5, the Fanatic that is. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli and Tyler Goldberg taking you up until 10 o'clock, and then our friends at Checkpoint Radio take over. As promised, we will get into the Eagles schedule, 16 games. We're going to do it win-loss right down the sheet. We'll do that in just a moment. But the first thing that I want to get into before we do that, we talk about injury-prone a lot. Some people are willing to say it, myself included. Some people find it a little bit taboo to say that Carson Wentz is injury-prone, to say that he gets hurt too frequently, all of that good stuff. Because they're somehow afraid that if he does get hurt, they're somewhat to blame. I think that might be the case for a lot of people. I also think that people look at it and go, yeah, the ACL's a freak injury, so you can't really do anything about that. I agree. You can't do anything about that. You can't do anything about breaking your back. Can't do anything about breaking your ribs. Body parts break. Body parts tear. Body parts get hurt. Not like you're sitting here saying, you know what, I think I'm going to tear my ACL today. So it's not on Carson Wentz that he's injury prone. And I don't think people are willing to separate the two and say that Carson Wentz is a good quarterback and when healthy is one of the best in the league. And at the same time, say that he's injury prone and the Eagles need a good backup to help Carson Wentz in case anything were to happen. Now, I say this because if you want to talk about injury prone, I don't know if there's a quarterback in the NFL who is more injury prone than Andrew Luck. And this tweet comes from Mike Wells of ESPN. He covers the Colts for ESPN. Colts coach Frank Reich said that they will evaluate quarterback Andrew Luck, in parentheses, ankle, in the next couple of days. Luck worked on the field at Lucas Oil Stadium before Saturday's game. His workout included footwork drills where, and I have to click on the article. I should have probably done that instead of just reading the tweet. All right, here we go. Says that they included footwork drills where he went side to side before attempting a pass. Luck had a difficult time with side to side movement due to the pain in his left ankle. No further update, Reich said. Luck, according to several people, has been doing workouts like that in private, and he continues to work his way back from a calf and ankle injury. Now, that being said, the Colts have what they need in place in Jacoby Brissett. I am wildly high on Jacoby Brissett as a backup quarterback. I've said it before. I think he's one of two guys that could be starters in the NFL right now if you needed them to be. But Andrew Luck, when he is on the field, has proven to be very much in the same ilk, in the same breath as Carson Wentz. Andrew Luck in his now, let's take a look, in his now, what, five seasons in the league? Actually, probably more than that. In his six seasons in the league, has completed a season four times. 2012, 2013, 2014, and last year, he played in all 16 games. Now, in 2015, he only played seven. In 2016, he missed one. So if you want to talk about a guy that's often injured, he has missed 10 games over the course of a six-year career. Carson Wentz. Now, I get that Andrew Luck has never torn an ACL to the point where, you know, he's got to miss a full season. But Carson Wentz, over three seasons, has missed 3 in 2017 and 5 in 2018. So he's missed 6 games. Nope, that's not right. That's bad math. He missed 8. I'm so glad we don't have to do math here at the station. He missed 8 games in 3 seasons. I don't play law of averages with injuries. They don't work the way that stats do. But if you want to play hypothetical, Carson Wentz in 6 seasons will have missed 16 games. That's a full season's worth of injury. Again, you don't play in hypotheticals, but Andrew Luck has only missed 10 in 6 years. So to say that Carson Wentz and Andrew Luck are very similar is fair, but to say that Carson Wentz is almost even more so impacted by injury than Andrew Luck is also a very fair statement. So you may not see Andrew Luck to start the NFL season. Now, if you haven't had your NFL, your fantasy football draft yet, Jacoby Brissett, take a look at him late. Don't draft him as your starter, but he might be a good plug and play for week one. Because I believe the Colts play the... Let's take a look at their schedule. I want to say they play the Chargers. So maybe not week one. Week two against the Tennessee Titans. If they have a chance and Jacoby Brissett's still playing, he may be a good plug-and-play guy for you. All right, Ty, it's time to do this. Let's take a look at the Eagles' schedule, the 16-game schedule. We're going to go week to week. We're going to say win, we're going to say loss, and we're going to say if it was enough to get the Philadelphia Eagles into the 2019 NFL playoffs for the third consecutive year. Week one, the Eagles host the Washington Redskins. I'm going to let you get your piece on everything, so I won't truly speak for you, but I think we can say week one should be a win.
Yeah, I would agree. That should be a win.
So they start the season week one. I don't know who's playing quarterback for the Redskins because I don't think it's going to be Dwayne Haskins to start the year. And the stories coming out of Washington is that Colt McCoy is not 100%. So it may end up being Case Keenum to start the season for the Redskins. Carson Wentz versus Case Keenum and the Redskins. I like that. Eagles 1-0. Then they go on the road for the first time this year. And they take on the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta. Much tougher task.
That's a hard game. I know a lot of people expect to win it, but I think that's a possible loss. But I would probably end up at the end say a W.
So you're going W. You're going to say you're 2-0. I actually think that the Eagles don't win this game. I think that they lose in Atlanta. I know that there's a stigma around the Eagles and the Falcons where the Falcons just can't get the Eagles out of their mind. But I think that this might be the retaliation game. So I'm going to go to 1-1. So you have them at 2-0. I've got them at 1-1. Week 3 against the Detroit Lions. I think this should also be a win. You improved to 2-0 at home, and you get back to, in my case, 2-1 on the regular season.
Yep, and I would say that would be a win as well, and then I would even go ahead to the next week, and I would have my first loss away at the Packers.
All right, so for the first time, you and I agree on a loss, so you've got them at 3-1. I think they lose to Green Bay as well. Short week, going to Lambeau. I know it's September, so it's the best time to go to Lambeau because it's not November and December where it's, you know, negative 7,000 degrees and those crazy people up there have had 7,000 beers before the season starts, or the day starts, I should say. So I'm going to go with a loss as well for the Green Bay Packers. So I've got them at 2-2. You've got them at 3-1. Then they come home and play the New York Jets on the Josh McCown tour. You won't see Josh McCown, I hope. But they've got the Jets. It's a better Jets team, but I don't think they're good enough to beat the Eagles at the link. Eagles improved to 3-0 on the or at home for me, I should say, and they're now 3-2 on the regular season.
And that would be a win for me there as well against the Jets at home. You certainly expect to win that game. There's always those one or two games, though, where you end up expecting to win and lose, though. And I know I don't want to say this, but, you know, for some reason, I could just see the Jets being one of those games. Yeah,
you're 100% correct. I've got a game like that lined up later. So give me the definitive win or loss.
I'm going to say it's a win, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was one of those that you end up losing just because those games happen in the season.
All right. So you've got them at 4-1. I've got them at 3-2. Then this is where probably the toughest stretch of the schedule begins. It's 6 games over 7 weeks, 3 of which are on the road. They go to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. The Eagles are going to lose one of these next 3 games. And I don't know which one it is, but I don't think it's this one. I will take the Eagles to beat the Vikings and for me to improve to 4-2.
Yeah, I'll say they'll lose against the Vikings that first week and then win the next 2 games against the Cowboys and the Bills.
All right, so you've got them losing to the Vikings, so dropping to 4-2, and then beating the Cowboys and the Bills. That gets them to 6-2 on your radar. I've got them at 4-2 after 6 weeks. I am going to I'm going to go out on a limb, and I think they beat the Cowboys in Dallas. They're going to split with the Cowboys one of the 2 games. I think they beat the Cowboys in Dallas, go to 5-2, And then much like your Jets game, this is my bad game. I don't like this game, especially if you can beat the Vikings and the Cowboys back-to-back. I think this is the game that you're not supposed to lose, but you do. The Bills have a much improved defense, much like going to Lambeau late in the season. I don't want to be anywhere near Orchard Park. I don't want to be anywhere near Buffalo. Those people, you think we're crazy here. They are insane in Buffalo. It's going to be loud. It's going to be tough to play. If that defense is as advertised, I don't know if the Eagles have a lot of success. I'll take them to beat the Bills and fall to 5-3. So you've got them at 6-2 through 8. I've got them at 5-3 through 8. That gets us to one game prior to the bye. The Chicago Bears at home. They beat the Chicago Bears on the double doink. Again, I've got them at 5-3. You've got them at 6-2. A win or a loss in Chicago? Or against Chicago, I should say.
I think that's going to be a tough game, especially, I mean, I know it's at home. I think that's a tough game. I think that's actually a loss at home to the Bears, but I think they go on a streak after that and go on like a hot streak after the loss to the Bears.
Okay, so you've got them at 6-3 at the bye week. I also will have them at 6-3 because I think they beat Chicago. I don't know how much offensive firepower the Bears have. So if the Eagles can go into this game at home and score 27 points, you know, 27, 28 points, I think they should win this game. So we both have them at 6-3 going into the bye. We get there at different angles, but we come to the same mathematical answer. So much like when we were kids and you had to show your work, we showed our work two different ways. And we got the answer to be C, 6-3. Shouldn't get full credit for that. You should get there shouldn't get partial credit. You should get full credit. But we go to the bye. Coming out of the bye, it's the New England Patriots. At home, both of us at 6-3. I think that one of these next two games, again, the next two games between New England and Seattle, they're going to lose one of these two games. I think that the Eagles' D-line could beat up on the Seahawks' offensive line and therefore maybe contain Russell Wilson. So I'm going to say that they beat the Seahawks but lose to the Patriots, and they're now at 7-4 going into the final 5 weeks of the regular season.
Yeah, I'll agree with that sentiment. I'm not sure which one of those games they will lose, but I think they do end up losing one of those games. And like you said, they go 7-4. Is that correct? 7-4.
7-4, yeah. Going into Miami. Yep. So who do you have them? I have them losing to New England and beating Seattle. So we'll get to you in just a second. We're going to keep going down the roster, or keep going down the schedule, I should say. Then they go to Miami. Now, this is one of those games where, again, you should win. It's on the road. It's not that great of an environment. Going to be a lot of Eagles fans down in Miami trying to go to that game. I've got them winning this game and improving to 8-4. I know that there are road tests that are sneaky scary. Miami doesn't do it for me. I think Miami at this point probably will be tanking for Tua. So I'm going to say they beat the Dolphins. If this game was in like week 3, you might get a team like you saw in the Bucks last year who were hot at the beginning of the year for no reason in particular. Eagles beat the Dolphins, improved to 8-4 on the regular season.
Yeah, I agree. And it's like you said, you expect by that time of the year, you certainly don't expect the Dolphins to be a good team. And by that time of the year, you kind of expect them to be what they are, and who we expect they are is not a great team.
So four games left, all divisional games. Home against the Giants in Washington. Home against the Cowboys at the Giants. Now, we won't go week by week. Just what is your four-game record against these three teams, these four games? I've got it at 3-1. I think you sweep the Giants, you sweep the Redskins, and this is where you lose to the Cowboys at home, and you finish the season 11-5.
Yeah, I would agree. I was going to say, I think it's 3-1. I'm looking down at those games. I feel like that Redskins game just kind of scares me there. I think that's a game that they may end up losing away at the end of the season. But if you win the rest of those games and division, we'll see how strong it is with or without Zeke. If he comes in, I think 11-5 can get you the division.
So there you have it. Both of us, both Tylers, get to 11-5. wins you the division, especially if there's no Zeke, and gets you into the playoffs. It will definitely will obviously get you a home game and may get you a bye. 610-632-0975. So with the last 45 minutes of the show, is 11-5 fair, first of all, and can you see them getting winning enough games to get a better record than 11-5? Can they go 12-4? Can they go 13-3? There's nothing but optimism surrounding this Philadelphia Eagles football team. This comes from the most pessimistic guy on the face of the planet. I am all in on this Eagles team. I think that they're a Super Bowl contender. I think that they should probably win the division. I think that they should easily at least win one playoff game. So that kind of jumps out on the table as well. We're talking Josh McCown. We're talking David Robertson. And of course, if you want to go to FanFest, now is your shot to get in. We got open lines. You can get right in. If you give me a top 2019 fantasy football sleeper, that's if they're on my list, I have a list of 10. We're down to 7. If you give me one of the 7 remaining, you immediately get a pair of FanFest tickets. If you give me a good one, we'll send it over to Tyler, and he'll deliberate from there. So 610-632-0975. And speaking of FanFest, it is 6 days and 16 hours away, under 1 week away from being FanFest at Xfinity Live, 1 to 5 p.m. It's presented exclusively by FanDuel Sportsbook. Tickets are free. They're easy. You could get them right now in the next 45 minutes, but you do have to win a ticket to get in. Can't just show up. Have to have a ticket. You go to 975thefanatic.com for a list of events and FanFest features. Here's what we got. Here's the FanFest features. It's awesome. You know all the events we've got going on. There's so much fun stuff to do at FanFest. You're gonna blink and the 4 hours are going to be over. But here's what we've got. 11-time NBA All-Star, NBA MVP, NBA Hall of Famer, number 3, Allen Iverson.
I love you.
Allen Iverson loves his little guys. He'll come see you. He'll hang out. It'll be a great time.
I love my little dudes.
There you go.
They're my little guys. I love them.
Loves his little guys. Also, we've got current Sixer Tobias Harris. AI is appearing courtesy of Time After Time Watches. Time After Time keeps Philly ticking. And Tobias Harris is brought to you by Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro by T-Mobile now, and you can take advantage of the best deals in wireless only at Metro. We've got those two. You'd think that'd be cool enough. You'd think that'd be enough reason for you to get on the line and give me a fantasy sleeper right now. But there's more. We're not done. Just added to FanFest 2019, DeSean Jackson. DeSean is courtesy of FanDuel, plus all who are in attendance at FanFest will get a chance with a meet and greet with DeSean. Going to be a lot of fun at FanFest this coming Saturday. Hang out with me, hang out with Tyler Goldberg, but more importantly, you can hang out with Mike Missanelli, Anthony Gargano, Jason Farzetta, Trey, Bob Cooney, Jamie, Tyrone, Natalie. The list goes on and on. A lot of great people to hang out with. And that's just us. That's just me being modest. You know, we got Tom McGinnis, Mark Zumoff, Eric Carabel. Going to be a lot of fun at FanFest on Saturday. So get in on the line right now. The easiest way to get you a pair if you don't have a pair already. Give me a fantasy football sleeper for the 2019 NFL season that can make or break, maybe not make or break, but make your fantasy football team, make you a champion. I'm going to give you one from each position that I have. And Ty, I want you to give me one if you can come up with one. I know I'm putting you on the spot. My number one running back fantasy sleeper this season, and it's going to come as a little bit of a shock because he is the number 3 running back on his depth chart as we currently speak, is Los Angeles Charger Justin Jackson. Jackson had only 50 carries last year. He had 206 yards and 2 TDs. I know that he's behind Austin Eckler. I know that he's behind Melvin Gordon, but you don't know what's going on with Melvin Gordon. It may be another Ezekiel Elliott. It may be another Le'Veon Bell. So at that point, it's Austin Eckler and it's Justin Jackson. And I think that Eckler gives you a lot out of the pass game, but I think Justin Jackson is the truest running back on that roster. So that's my running back sleeper. And a wide receiver that I've not gotten yet is Tre'Quan Smith, the wide receiver out of the New Orleans Saints. He's now the number two there. He's taking that spot from Ted Ginn. I know Drew Brees is, everybody expects Drew Brees to take a dip. I don't. Smith is due for a big year. He only had 28 catches last year, but he scored five times and had almost 500 yards receiving. You know Brees is good for 4,000 passing yards. So Tre'Quan Smith, my receiver, Justin Jackson, my running back. Ty, we'll get to yours in just a second. I want to get back to the phones. We're going to go to Dan in Northeast. Dan, what's going on, man?
Yeah, what's going on? I'm just calling about the Eagles.
Sure, of course.
I know there's high hopes for these guys this year and stuff, but something's going to go wrong. It always does. I see an 8-8, 7-9 season. I don't see Wentz lasting a whole year.
So
something's going to go wrong.
Dan, let me ask you, is it strictly Wentz, or is there something else that bugs you about this team?
Well, it's the Ben don't break defense as well as Wentz. I don't think Wentz is making a whole year.
Okay, so Wentz doesn't make a whole year. How many games does he have to play realistically for this team to be in the playoffs?
12.
To 12?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. We just kind of went through the season game by game. If Wentz plays 12 games, and let's say it's Josh McCown or it's Nate Sudfeld by that time, how many games can they win if he plays 12? Is it still 8?
I'm going to say they're probably, if he played, they're probably 7-5, 8-4, 7-5.
Okay. So at that point, you need two wins in four games?
Come in and get 3-1, 2-2, maybe 9-7. Get them there, maybe, but something's going to go wrong. I don't see it happening.
Okay, so let's play optimist, because you sound much like me and how I grew up and how I thought about things for a long time, and I'm trying to change that mindset this season because I like this team a lot. Let's play optimist. If Carson Wentz plays all 16 games, this should be a 10, 11, 12-win team, correct?
At least a 10-win team.
Okay. So it really comes down to, Dan, your biggest concern is just the health of Carson Wentz. Which I get.
Not going to make the whole year.
I totally understand. And Dan, thank you for the phone call, man. I get it. I've said it many, many times. He's injury prone. It's fair to say that he might not make a full season. He's done it once. Now, I know he's coming off the ACL, and he intentionally was held out over the first two games of the regular season last year. But in 3 years, he's only played a full season once. It was his rookie year. We're going on 3 years since the start of that season. If you get 12 games out of Carson Wentz, just assume you get 12 games, and he goes 8-4, can Josh McCown / Nate Sudfeld get you 2-2, get you to 10 wins? Because 10 wins get you in the playoffs. It may not be a division because the Cowboys might be good. I think they probably should still be good, especially if Zeke plays. But can 10 wins get you to the playoffs? Absolutely. So if Carson Wentz can get you 8-4, and again, it comes down to which 12 games he plays. If he plays the first 12 games of the year and he can get you 8-4, Josh McCown can probably get you 2-2 through the Giants twice and the Redskins. Josh McCown probably going to lose to the Cowboys, but he can get you 2-2 or 2-1 in the other three games, and that gets you to 10. So even the most pessimistic view of the Eagles season with Carson Wentz playing 11 or 12 games probably should end in an Eagles playoff run. Now, if Josh McCown is playing quarterback in the playoffs, I don't expect a Super Bowl run, but I do expect a playoff run if Josh McCown has to play four games. 610-632-0975. We've got two more segments left before we hand things off to our friends at Checkpoint Radio. Tyler Zuli, Tyler Goldberg, taking you until 10 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Paul.
Sprint turn.
I'm so excited. Now at Sprint, you can trade in your iPhone 6S or newer in any condition. Seriously, in any condition. And get the brilliant iPhone XR for just $0 a month with a Sprint Flex lease.
$0 a month for iPhone XR? It doesn't get any better than that. trade up.
Yep, trade up to a liquid retina display, longer-lasting battery, single-lens portrait mode, super cool colors, and more.
Plus, Sprint offers a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try Sprint for 30 days, love it, or get your money back.
It's a great way to see for yourself why Sprint is the right choice.
Right now at Sprint, trade in your iPhone 6S or newer in any condition. Seriously, in any condition, and get the brilliant iPhone XR for just $0 a month. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $0 a month after $31.25 a month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires unlocked trade-in, 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remain a balance due. Excludes tax. Guarantee applies to new lines of service and select exclusions apply. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we have the Duralast batteries you can rely on to drive with confidence. They're proven tough, even in the most extreme conditions. That's because they're designed to improve performance and provide your ride with a powerful startup. And they're available only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast.
Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
Hey, you! You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic right now, and you're hearing about all these great opportunities from our sponsors. What would it feel like to listen and hear us talking about your business? More importantly, how will you feel when your phone rings with people saying, I heard you on 97.5 The Fanatic? Find out how you can make that happen. Send an email to marketing at 975thefanatic.com. That's marketing at 975thefanatic.com. The next commercial you hear could be yours.
The Reading Fighting Phils are the proud AA affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies and play in nearby Reading, PA. A trip to Reading's nostalgic ballpark to see the R Phils play is like a trip back in time. Tickets start at $5 and parking is free. Sunday, August 18th is Charlie Manuel Day at the R Phils. Adults receive a Charlie Manuel World Series champion bobblehead and Charlie will sign free autographs. For tickets, call 610-370-BALL or online at rphils.com. Philly stars of tomorrow playing Reading today.
It's 5:30 a.m. and you wake up to an alert that your network was hacked. Had you gotten your ISC squared CISSP certification from training camp, you would still be dreaming about the Birds QB winning the MVP this season. Avoid the alert. Wake up and get CISSP certified. Visit us online at trainingcamp.com/CISSP. Visit us today at trainingcamp.com. That's trainingcamp.com/CISSP. And use code FANATIC.
Pros like you do it right by buying in bulk to save time and save money, too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities of the supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are, and at the right prices, like 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more. Plus, save up to 12% when you buy three or more identical Signature Series A.O. Smith water heaters. Whatever you need to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
You can be at the Philly vs. Miami game in Florida on December 1st. The Travel Authority has what you want. Game tickets, great hotels, nonstop flights, and more. For exciting details, call 800-220-3900. That's 800-220-3900. Space is limited, don't delay. For the best in sports travel, call now 800-220-3900. That's right, you can be at the Philly vs. Miami game in Florida on December 1st. The Travel Authority has what you want. Game tickets, great hotels, nonstop flights, and more. For exciting details, call 800-220-3900. That's 800-220-3900. Space is limited.
Want to win a meet and greet with Allen Iverson at FanFest? Go to Time After Time Watches in the Deptford Mall tomorrow from 1 to 2 and register for a chance to win a legendary meet and greet with AI. Time After Time keeps Philly ticking.
Almost 9:30 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thanks for hanging out with me on your Saturday night. Tyler Zulli, Tyler Goldberg, taking you until 10 o'clock when we hand things off to our friends at Checkpoint Radio. So before the break, we had a call, Dan from the Northeast, and he said that he's not confident about this team because he thinks that Carson Wentz is injury prone, and I think that's fair, and he thinks that something is going to happen where he's only going to play 10, 12 games and they might be an 8-8, 9-7 team. And I asked him and I said, well, let me ask you, what's the minimum amount of games that he has to play in order for the Eagles to still find a way to make the playoffs? And Dan said 12. because there's a chance that they could go 8-4 over that span. Now, it really comes down to which 12 games can Carson Wentz play. Because, like I said, if Carson Wentz plays the first 12 games of the year, bing, bang, boom, and then he gets hurt, you know, 12 straight, you can manage 2-2 or 3-1 against the division. You're probably going to lose to the Cowboys. But you could get through with Josh McCown for three games. Now, is it going to help you in the playoffs? Probably not. Here's the issue. If he plays 12 games, and let's say he plays in the first five, and they go 4-1, they find a way to go 4-1, or let's say they're worse. Let's say they're 3-2. They lose to Atlanta and Green Bay, and they beat the Redskins, the Lions, and the Jets. And then he misses Minnesota, Dallas, Buffalo, and Chicago. I don't have a lot of faith in Josh McCown winning many of those games. So all of a sudden, maybe you go 1-3. Now all of a sudden, you're looking at 4-5 heading into the bye with New England and Seattle and the Cowboys still left to play. And now you're back in the same situation where you were last year, where you were chasing everybody else instead of being the pack leader. So, Dan, to kind of quell your anxiety a little bit, it's going to come down to what 12 games he could play. Because if it's the first 12, I'm good. If it's the first five and the last seven, we could have some issues. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Nate in West Philly. What's going on, Nate?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Doing well, man. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Listen, I have to agree with you. I believe that the Eagles will make the playoffs. I believe it will be 11-5. And I also believe, I know y'all ain't going to agree with me, but the sleeper team, I believe, is going to be the New York Giants.
And what makes you say that?
Because I've been watching them, and they're having that quarterback controversy going on right now. But the whole thing is we're doing too much emphasis on Dallas. I don't think Dallas is going to be a problem this year in the COVID. So I believe Carson is going to play to the best of his potential. He's going to shock a lot of people this year.
I don't disagree with you on that. I think Carson Wentz is set for a massive, massive step forward, you know, almost to the comeback player of the year type season. I'm not disagreeing with you on that one. I'm more interested on what you think that the Giants, that they're going to be the sleeper team, because I look at their roster and I know that they've improved at a couple of spots. You get Jabril Peppers to play strong safety. Antoine Bethea is the free safety. Right. You draft DeAndre Baker, who's probably immediately your number one corner behind, or maybe two behind Janoris Jenkins. But I don't know. I just look at this team and I'm not quite sold just yet. I think they're going to be good if Daniel Jones could be good. But what are you more sold on that I'm not?
Well, I'm more so watching like the preseason going on right now where they're trying the new young rookies in there. And sometimes you have really good talents that's sitting there on the bench. And when I was watching some of these guys come in, I mean, they had no fear. They know what they had to do and they got right to the point of it. And I was like, okay, they executed that properly. So I'm just saying, I'm the same guy who called during the time when the Eagles was going for their Super Bowl run. And I told people when they were going to play Dallas, I said, it's going to be us, and we're going to have a repeat with New England. Right on the radio, I told them. They said, you're not scared of Minnesota or the Rams? I said, no, they're not going to be a factor. And damn if the game ain't come out just like I said it.
Nate, I appreciate the phone call, man. I'm glad that you were not afraid of Minnesota because that makes one of us. I was petrified of that Minnesota defense. I thought they were fantastic. Now, maybe I've just fallen into like a 24-month period where I think that the Vikings are better than what they really are, and that NFC title appearance was the pinnacle of what success they're going to find. And maybe I just feel for the team a little bit because it's kind of like watching the Eagles get to the doorstep and get to the doorstep and get to the doorstep and never actually get there, except for the one time, and then they lose to the New England Patriots. I don't know what it is, but I'm glad you were at least one person because I was not. I was not thrilled about the idea of playing the Minnesota Vikings. In fact, I went on the air and said I want to see them play the Saints because I'd rather a good offense than a good defense.
Well, and of course they got there on that play to Stephon Diggs, the last play of the game where he missed it, and everyone kind of said like they kind of used all their energy or excitement in that game.
Yeah, it's really difficult after that happens to get back up, and so many things happened. You know, you were expecting a field goal. Stephon Diggs doesn't step out of bounds. Run scores a touchdown, no time left. Crazy elation, celebration, this whole thing. You celebrate in the locker room. You probably get Monday off. Tuesday, you go back to practice. Things start to settle back down. You know, you have the anticipation of the NFC title game, but they settle back down. And then you don't get the ability to play in your home stadium. You've got to get on a plane and fly to Philly. I know it's not cross-country, but it's a long-ish ride. Get on a plane, fly to Philly, sleep in a hotel. Fans find out where your hotel is. They pull the fire alarm seven times in the night before leading up to the game. You've got to go to Lincoln Financial Field. Not an easy place to play. And it's very difficult to match emotions back-to-back weeks. And I think the best thing that happened to the Eagles was getting a reality check that they almost lost to the Atlanta Falcons. Because the Vikings, when they beat the Saints, they were pure elation. The Eagles kind of wiped the sweat off their brows. Whew, Julio dropped that pass in the end zone. Could be out right now.
But the Vikings did actually come out in that game, and they went right down the field with and scored a touchdown to Kyle Rudolph, and everybody's like, oh boy, that's not good.
Right down the field, and honestly, one play changed the game.
Yeah.
Robinson's pick six changed the entire complexity of the game.
He ran 150 yards across the field.
Yes, he did. He went a very long way. Let's go back to the phones. Brian in Westchester, you're on the Fanatic. What's going on, Brian?
Man, I'm very confident about the Eagles this upcoming season because, you know what, they've earned my confidence.
They sure have.
They are a great run organization where the recent excitement around the Phillies is the biggest joke I've ever seen in this town. The Phillies organization is an abject failure. And if people don't realize, they are going nowhere for the foreseeable future because their rebuild was a bust. They didn't rebuild anything.
You know, Brian, I think that, you know, you might not get this reaction from a lot of the people here. Nothing you said is wrong. Nothing. And here's the thing. The best thing that you just said there was that no one is willing to say that the rebuild was a bust. And I know that they held on to aging superstars too long and probably didn't get what they could for them. But when you think about it, you get guys like Pivetta and Eflin, and you know you cycle through all of these names off of the trade, Nick Williams, these off of the trades from guys that, you know, Jimmy Rollins, Jonathan Papelbon, all of those names that you expected, you know, that are going to get some kind of return, and none of them have lived up to the potential.
Yeah, it's even worse than that. Over the last 5 years, I don't think there's any team that's had more money available to sign international free agents than the Phillies. What do we have? I mean, Soto's sitting in Washington. Why don't we have him?
Soto's in Washington. Acuna is in Atlanta. Everybody that signs, with the exception of Yosemite Tomas, who was not very good, everybody that signs these international players gets some kind of success out of them, except for the Phillies, who either don't make the move, or you get what you had happen a few years ago where they signed that pitcher, and I think he made, what was it, Miguel Alfredo Gonzalez, and I think he made about four starts for them.
Yes, and the other big one was Jalen Ortiz, which, you know, you can say it takes so many years before someone could be declared a bust, but here's the fact of the matter is, if you're an exceptional player, you're exceptional at every level. That's little league, that's rookie ball, that's single A. Great players just don't appear when they reach the major leagues. And so if you look at what they've done during this rebuild, there is really no one that is going to change this franchise or the teams like the Braves, the Padres, the Yankees, they're all loaded. They get injuries left and right, and it's no big deal. They just bring someone up from the minors. We can't even find someone to replace Andrew McCutchen. Are you kidding me?
Brian, that's a tremendous phone call. Thank you so much, because I feel the exact same way about everything that Brian just said. The Braves are what frustrate me the most, because the Braves had sanctions put against them a few years back because their farm system was doing things the wrong way. And they lose Kevin Maitland, their number one prospect, to the Angels. And now they're bringing up, over the last 2 years, Acuna, Albies, Riley, Freed, Soroka. Just every name that comes up succeeds. They've got two 11-game winners who are in their first and second year. And the Phillies continue to trot out Nick Pivetta and Zach Eflin and Ranger Suarez. Brian, thank you so much for that phone call because you're 100% correct. Jalen Ortiz is in his fourth professional season now with the Phillies. I know that he's 20. He's 5 years younger than me. And I know that he's only 20, but he's currently hitting .202 in Clearwater. And he struck out 137 times in 104 games. He follows this season up by last season. He went 148 and 110. That's almost 300 strikeouts in 214 games. You're not wrong. Take a look at the Yankees. He mentioned the Yankees, too. The Yankees IL is probably like the fourth best team in baseball. If you took the IL off the Yankees and made them their own roster, it would probably be like the Astros, the Yankees, the Dodgers, and then the Astros or the Yankees injured list. That's how good they are. That's how deep they are. They're bringing up guys, and they're having problems of not which scrap heap veteran do we pick up for the remainder of the season. It's which young guy do we burn an option on so we can keep this other young guy up because they're playing equally well. 610-632-0975. One more final segment before we turn things over to Checkpoint Radio at 10 o'clock. Tyler Zulli, Tyler Goldberg right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Fanatics, it's Natalie for my guys at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Stop in now for their summer clearance event and get incredible discounts. Save not 10, not 15, not 20, but up to 25% off MSRP on new Ram trucks. Trust me, guys, if you're in the market for a new truck, there's never been a better time than now during the summer clearance event at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you want bigger selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com and save up to 25% off new Ram trucks. They're Philly and South Jersey's fastest growing Jeep and Ram dealer for a reason. TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Make sure you tell them Natalie sent you.
2019 Ram 1500 8-cylinder auto MSRP $57,290. Selling price of $42,967 represents 25% savings off MSRP. Includes all applicable rebates, tax, tags, extra. Offer not valid with trade-in. Ends August 31st, 2019.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the four lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Hey guys, it's Natalie. If you plan on getting engaged, listen up. My friends at Family and Company Jewelers are at it again, offering Fanatic listeners the chance to win $2,500 toward a Family Viraggio engagement ring for your fantasy girl. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to enter. Don't forget to stop by their booth at FanFest to win some great prizes. Check out the FanFest schedule to see when I'll be there and take taking pictures with listeners. Family and Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Santana Supernatural Now Tour 2019. Come celebrate the 20th anniversary of Supernatural and take a trip through the hits from Woodstock to Supernatural and beyond. Saturday, August 24th, BB&T Pavilion. With special guest, the Doobie Brothers. Experience the dynamic energy of Santana and find out why Supernatural is one of the greatest albums of all time. Santana Supernatural Now Tour 2019. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by Dietz & Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. Online at realphillydeli.com.
97.5 The Fanatic FM Radio. 97.5thefanatic.com. The free Fanatic app. Plus Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Just one final segment here on 97.5 The Fanatic, for me at least, that is, and then we turn it over to Checkpoint Radio. Tyler Zuli, Tyler Goldberg, taking you for another 15 minutes or so. Just wanted to remind you one more time that this weekend's programming is brought to you by Commonwealth Charter Academy. Visit ccaeducate.me to learn how this tuition-free public cyber charter school can change your child's life at no cost whatsoever. This is how school should work. Visit ccaeducate.me to enroll today. So we really spent a majority of the show discussing three things. And the first one was Josh McCown and the Eagles quarterback situation. The second was David Robertson and why I still believe that it was a good signing. And the third, and what Dan in the Northeast wants to talk about right now, is I want you to give me a fantasy football sleeper for 2019 so we can help each other win fantasy games. Now, I know that this is sounds a little convoluted because not everyone can win, but this is more me trying to spread wealth to the masses because I don't have a perfect understanding of fantasy football. My knowledge is finite. I think I know a lot of good rookies, but I also think that there are a lot of guys that I just simply have missed. So if you've got one, especially one that's on my top 10, you automatically get a pair of FanFest tickets. If you give us a good one and Tyler Goldberg thinks it's good enough, we'll get you a pair as well. Let's go to Dan in the Northeast. What's going on, Dan?
Yeah, what's up? You cut me off earlier. I gave you all that good content.
You know what? I'm sorry. I forgot you had a sleeper, and we were just, I think we were up against the break, but I apologize. I'll let you get to your guy right now.
It's my James Washington from the Steelers.
The wide receiver?
Yeah, that was my guy.
All right, Dan, do you have a pair of FanFest tickets?
Nah, I don't.
Would you like to go to FanFest next weekend?
Absolutely.
All right, so James Washington, before I put you on the line with Ty, James Washington was my number five receiver. I had two rookies. It was him and Mecole Hardman. Now, before I give you my reason, why do you say James Washington?
Well, Roethlisberger always comes through with receivers. It's a fact. I mean, Antonio Brown leaving, that's 120 catches gone. Somebody's getting fed the ball. And Schuster's not catching 200 balls, so next logical choice, probably one of the best receivers coming in this year. So
I agree, and I actually, and like I said, I'll get you on with Tyler in just a moment. I agree with you. I actually took two rookie receivers this year, and you know, if they don't pan out, they're rookie receivers, and you can cut them. But I figured between Hardman and Washington, one of the two of them has to have a Calvin Ridley type rookie season.
I hope.
Dan, I appreciate the call. I'm going to get you up on hold. We'll get you those FanFest tickets with Tyler. I think it's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity for James Washington to show what he can do because Dan is 100% correct. There's no Antonio Brown anymore. There's no Le'Veon Bell, who we know caught a ton of passes out of the backfield and was a constant target for Ben Roethlisberger. So it's Juju Smith-Schuster. And it is James Washington. So that's another one gone off my list. That's our FanFest allotment, but we'll keep talking about this because I think it's a lot of fun. We've had four people off my list, three of the five receivers. I got Christian Kirk, I got Mecole Hardman, and I got James Washington, and just one running back so far. And that was Alexander Mattison. Now, I said one of my other receivers was Traquan Smith, so I have one receiver left. And I said my top running back is Justin Jackson because of the fact that we don't know what's going on with Melvin Gordon. So if you can give me one of the other three running backs or the last receiver I have on my board, we'll sneak you a pair of FanFest tickets. Let's go to Mike in Florida. What's going on, Mike?
Tyler Z, what's going on, brother?
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well.
Good, I'm glad to hear.
So I don't know if it's on your list, but my final receiver, I think this guy's due for a breakout year, is Curtis Samuel in Carolina.
You guys are fantastic, Mike. You guys are absolutely incredible. We either all think it's the same and we're all winning titles, or we're all a bunch of idiots. Because Curtis Samuel was my number two on the list.
I love it.
Go ahead, give me a reason as to why.
I mean, I'm buying into him this year because his last six of his final seven games last year, he scored at least 11 PPR points. And Cam Newton's healthy. He's a safety valve across the middle. If Cam can't throw down the field, Curtis Samuel's going to be the guy. If he can throw down the field, Curtis Samuel also an option because he's so quick, as you saw, you and I both saw as former Penn Staters. So, you know, I think he's the kind of guy who has a lot to show to the team. And especially with an aging Greg Olsen, they need somebody that they're going to be able to use as a safety valve, and I think he's the guy.
Well, and I think between Samuel and another Big Ten guy and DJ Moore, it could be a good offense this year in Carolina. And quite honestly, I don't know if I'm ready to pronounce them a playoff team, but if Cam is truly healthy, they're close. I think they're very close.
Absolutely. And I think that, like you mentioned, DJ Moore could be the kind of guy who has the higher value when it's all said and done. But Curtis Samuel's the kind of guy who, he's not far behind, and he has, I feel like, a little bit more of a rapport with Cam Newton. So we'll have to see what happens, but definitely buying into him in as many leagues as possible. And especially because I think DJ Moore is going to be more highly sought after. When you look at somebody like Curtis Samuel, he's going to be somebody who you can get for good value, too. The price tag is going to be really low.
Mike, before I let you go, I got to ask you, both Tyler and I have come to the conclusion that if Carson Wentz plays a full season, this is an 11-5 playoff-bound team. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. Carson Wentz needs to play, honestly, about the same he played last year, and I think that they're at least a 10-win team because the defense is so good, and this offense has so many weapons that Carson Wentz, even if he performs at an average level, all he needs to be is a game manager with this team. But we've seen flashes of greatness, and if he can be the kind of quarterback that he's shown that he can be in terms of a elite level emerging to the, you know, I don't know if you could put him in the top three at times, but definitely, you know, top six, I think, especially for fantasy purposes, I think he's definitely going to be a six or seven going into this year, and all just the help that he has, the weapons that he has offensively, I think that the Eagles as a team are going to do extremely well.
Mike, I appreciate the phone call, my friend. Thanks for checking in from Florida. Great point he makes there. I don't even think Carson Wentz needs to be superstar Carson Wentz. I don't know if he needs to be even MVP level Carson Wentz that we saw in 2017. If you can get Carson Wentz, who had a 3-to-1 touchdown ratio last season, 21 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. And he threw picks, by the way, on just 1.7% of his throws. And he plays 16 games. You've got yourself, I don't know about an MVP candidate. He could be because the upside's there. But I'm not ready to say, like a lot of people are, that he's MVP candidate. But if you get 21-11 in 11 games from Carson Wentz, so you do the math. It's quick math. I'm not great at math either. You figure you add another third to that, a half to that. You're looking at probably close to 30 touchdowns and 10 and 11 interceptions. And in 2017, he had 33-7, and he threw for, what did he throw for here? 3,296 yards. So if he can get to 4,000 and 30-plus touchdowns and 10 or fewer interceptions, you've got yourself the making of a legitimate offense and almost assuredly the comeback player of the year. I would have to think. So Mike makes a good point. You don't need MVP Carson Wentz. You just need healthy Carson Wentz and ball protection Carson Wentz and the guy to make the good throw at the right time. Because like we said about Josh McCown, who is just the guy that's going to not lose you a game, Carson Wentz can win you a game. But there are times we see when Carson Wentz is careless with the football. And I'm not even necessarily considering interceptions. I'm more talking about the fumbles and the strip sacks. If Carson Wentz can win you games and not lose you games, the Eagles are going to the playoffs. It was a lot of fun today. It was probably one of the longer extended shows I've got to do, so I appreciate everybody that called in, appreciate everybody that tweeted in. It was a lot of fun to get and talk Eagles football, Josh McCown, David Robertson, and of course, we're helping each other out in our fantasy football teams. You guys are, by the way, I don't know if we're all thinking along the same line means we're all really smart or we're all really dumb and we're all going to be bad at our fantasy football. But you guys read my mind and picked 6 of the 10 players that I selected, including every single one of the wide receivers. Now, the other 3 running backs that I didn't get to were Devin Singletary, the running back from Buffalo. Shady's a little banged up. Ronald Jones in Tampa Bay, just has Peyton Barber alongside with him, and Justice Hill in Baltimore, because Justice Hill and the Ravens are going to run the ball a ridiculous amount.
And real quick, I'll add one
go
to
ahead.
Your guy.
We never got yours.
Darius Geis, because, or however you say his last name, because
yes,
he got hurt
Darius
with the
Geis,
AACL. People kind of forget about him, but Redskins, Geis, nail it.
Darius Geis, they're going to run the ball a lot, I think, too. So, Tyler Goldberg, thank you so much. I know you're not feeling well. Thanks for hanging in and being a trooper. Thank you all for hanging out and listening to us. It was a lot of fun. Stick around. Checkpoint Radio is coming up next. We will be back at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Until then, I'm Tyler Zuli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.